No, I brought it up about a month ago about putting studio locks on the door, locks on the studio doors.
And what did they say?
I think it was budgeted.
Well, of course it's not budgeted. That's one of those, if it was budgeted, we'd already have them.
Maybe they think there's no reason for them. I mean, some of the production studio, actually all the production studios have locks, deadbolts.
Yeah.
And I didn't really think about it, whether it was a lock on the door or not. I walked down to the 1190 studios and saw that there was a lock on their studio door.
Really?
Yeah. Maybe it used to be a production studio.
I guess. I mean,
but if somebody were to get through our security in this building,
which, as we already know,
that's not bad.
No. It's not bad. But I'm saying, what I was going to say is we already know it's possible.
Yeah. And if somebody gets this far back into to one of our studios, we got no place to go.
Mm-mm.
I don't want to say anything else about whether we have real weapons in here or not. I'm sure it's against company policy.
Oh, it is. I've seen it. I look at it this way. This is completely unrelated to what you just said. It just popped in my head.
Yes.
But Alfie and I were talking earlier about if an attack that happened in Paris were to happen, say, in America, it would have to take place in some place typically that's unarmed, like a school. If I was a college student, again, nothing related to what you were saying, and the school had a policy of no weapons on campus, I would say, nah, to that, and still carry, and not have to worry about it unless someone actually popped into my classroom and shot up the joint. In which case, I'll be happy to take on any, you know, discipline you want to throw. And obviously make sure I don't accidentally shoot anyone in class.
That would be the only issue that
yeah.
Somebody might argue with you on.
But then I would take your route, which makes sense. Don't keep one in the chamber.
Well, you still don't know if you accidentally shoot someone during an event.
Oh, I see what you're saying, yeah. Well, that's just going to...
I mean, I don't want to run around in complete paranoia.
No.
But that's why anytime I catch in my peripheral someone outside our studio door, I'll ask you who it is.
And I like to think that my peripheral is pretty good. But really all that constitutes is I can see movement. But I have to actually look at the door to see, hey, is that someone I know? Is it a stranger? Is it a Boy Scout troop? Don't want to shoot them accidentally. If I had anything.
The only upside to being in the studio, if there is one, is that door, our studio door, is kind of hard to open.
And it's unsuspecting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Most of the time, people just walk into it. Kenzie.
All the time.
Kenzie, for the first month that she was here, thought it was locked.
She did. I couldn't tell you how many times out of my peripheral, I'd see her just kind of stop like a fly, hit glass. And then she'd just kind of stand there like, are they going to let me in? Or Dan, unlock? And I just try to wave her in, and she tried to push.
I didn't read all of it. What was the story from that radio site?
It was, this is by Howard Price. He's from ABC Television Network. He's the director of business continuity. He said, protection against media terrorism, violence, and hostility. He lists a number of, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, at least 10, I'd say 10 different incidents since 1976 all the way up to this past year of attacks on media members, not just international. Many of these that he cites are domestic, and they're not terrorist-related the way the thing in Paris was. Some of them are just nuts who decided to stalk a DJ.
I still put the terrorist in the category as nuts.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I just mean a different type of nut.
I think they got two of the guys in the Charlie Hebdo shooting.
Yeah, the two brothers are dead. And the third, Alfie, is he in custody or is he dead as well?
Third's dead. There's a fourth female that they're looking for now.
No, I imagine she'll be judged soon. You managed to piss off France. I know that sounds weird, but...
Well, they got him.
They did.
In relatively short order.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the story? Or read the story or read the events. I don't care.
He says the horrific terror attack on satirical Parisian newspaper Charlie Hebdo has shaken the public at large and the media most especially. The paper long has been in the crosshairs of extremists. The offices were first firebombed in late 2011 after it published a cartoon of the Prophet Muhammad. The BBC characterized the paper as irreverent in its coverage of current events and controversial issues. So irreverent, in fact, that its editor-in-chief was placed under police protection after receiving death threats. The police protection and physical security notwithstanding, its offices were breached during an editorial meeting, and at least a dozen people, including the editor-in-chief and some of the paper's most prominent cartoonists, were assassinated in a hail of gunfire. While there's no specific threat against any American media organizations, more than a few, no doubt, are reviewing their own security provisions and protocols. One incident, 1976, it lists. Investigative reporter Don Bowles of the Arizona Republic is en route to a meeting with an informant on a story. He's gravely wounded when six sticks of dynamite hidden underneath their car are set off by remote control. He died 11 days later. In 1984, this is the one I think you're most familiar with, and me as well, Russ. KOA, Denver talk host Alan Berg, is gunned down in the driveway of his townhome. Authorities say his name is on a death list kept by the neo-Nazi group The Order because he was Jewish and challenged the anti-Semitic assertions of the group on the air. Two members of The Order are eventually convicted in connection with the case. Does that sound right, that one?
Yeah, they actually made a movie about it. I think it was just called Talk Radio.
Yes.
I forget the actor's name.
I do too, but yeah. 94, armed assailant tried to gain access to NBC's Rockefeller Center studios in New York. He shoots and kills a stagehand as he exited through a stage door. That's just him trying to get in. In 2002, in Albany, New York, a disc jockey is shot and slashed outside of a station by a man said to be a club DJ who had an ongoing professional feud with the jock. In 2005, a man said to have harassed WDIV-TV Detroit employees in the past shoots a former employee in the station's lobby. Domestic dispute at CNN Center in Atlanta. Man shoots and kills a woman who worked at a nearby Omni Hotel. 2009, a man carrying four knives charges into Clear Channel, Modesto, California, and terrorizes several employees before being taken into custody. In 2010, a man with a sawed-off shotgun invaded KBEZ Tulsa. He demands to speak with an on-air personality before responding. Police officers shoot and wound him. 2011, more trouble for WDIV. A suspected explosive device forces an evacuation of the station. 2012, a deranged man upset with the VA and demanding news coverage of his plight breaks through lobby security at WIBW-TV in Topeka, wounding two employees with a knife and biting a third before being taken into police custody.
And even though all our doors have the car key locks on it, they got too many people coming and going, and a lot of times people don't look to see if there's anybody behind them as they use the card.
No.
And I always pull the door closed. Or at least wait till it closes before I walk away from it.
Yeah, I'm aware of it as it's closing behind me, and I know if someone's behind me, and I can tell if someone's trying to come in behind the door and open it up.
I had a guy one day ask, because I work on 1190, can you let me in? No. I have no clue who you are.
I'm with you. I've done that. It might have been the same guy. But I've done that to a guy who said, oh, I work on 1190, can you? I'm like, sorry, man. I've been here for like 5 years. I don't know you.
Yeah, just tell him you get fired.
Yeah.
It's like, you say this could be a test. They test us all the time. I don't know if you're doing that or not. I can't let you.
Mm-hmm. And if you huff or roll your eyes, I'm forced to kill you. That's just part of policy. Sorry, man.
It's out of my hands.
Mm-hmm.
Is that it with the story?
Yes. He goes on to say that these incidents prove, even with best security resources, you need to plan for protection. Don't wait to do it. Do it now.
Just like you plan for any emergency.
Right.
It's just something that nobody ever thinks will happen to them. And there's no thought about it until it's too late.
The first thing he does mention is to harden facilities. In other words, put some locks on some doors if you want. Be a nice start.
Okay. What are we doing? 3 or 4 minutes? Yes. You got any audio you want to get to?
Yeah, let me see. Let's see. Okay. I have a new song for you. I want to get your opinion on it. It's cut number 5. Don't read it. It's just cut number 5. This is a new reggae song. Tell me what you think.
Okay. We're leaving Babylon and going back to Zion. We're leaving Babylon, y'all. Going back to Zion. Yeah, we are. Oh, cha-cha, oh, cha-cha, oh, cha-cha, oh, cha-cha. I don't like it.
Well, you know,
because it's a bad song. I just don't like it.
Yeah, you're not a big reggae fan. I get that. But would it surprise you to know that that is Eddie Murphy?
Not really. You know, I thought something flashed in my head as soon as it started. Because that was kind of the voice he used in Beverly Hills Cop 2.
Mm-hmm.
When he said, I am Johnny Wishbone.
Okay.
Psychic extraordinaire.
Yeah. I was also thinking when I first heard this, the sort of Jamaican accent he does in his stand-up special Delirious. When he's swinging his microphone wang.
Also, he had that Rastafarian cover in Trading Places.
Yeah.
Where, they're on the train or whatever. That sounds like him here as well.
It makes sense. But the thing is, I wanted you to hear it first before tainting the idea of saying this is Eddie Murphy's new song.
He's really released this.
Yes. And this is not his first, apparently. This is another new reggae song. And this one's just called Oh Ja Ja.
Well, he had a song back in the 80s, didn't he?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What was it?
Party All the Time?
Party All the Time.
What, does he just put out one song? I guess you can sell singles. You don't have to have a whole album. Just most singers have albums.
They do. And honestly, by the way today technology works, I don't even see the point where everyone does an album. Just unless you just have a bunch of hits on your hand, then you just release them all at once. But I was surprised. I thought that was actually... I'm not a reggae fan either, but thought that was pretty good.
Well, you can sing. I just don't know why you pick reggae unless there's just a big hole in the market for it. I mean, who's going to play it?
You know what? I think there might be a couple of reggae stations. I don't know if they're in the continental United States, but I'm sure they exist. Maybe he's huge in Jamaica the way Hasselhoff is massive in Germany.
I don't know. I don't know how people are going to find out about the song if nobody's going to play it. It just didn't seem like a wise decision to pick that format. Check the charts, see what's big, and just adjust it for that. Maybe do a country version.
God.
Murphy singing country?
It couldn't be any worse than Party All the Time. Because of that song, he really cannot try to do anything pop or hip or R&B because he's sort of just flamed that out. So maybe that's why he decided to try reggae. He's like, hey, here's a genre I have not yet puked all over.
I like Boogie in Your Butt.
I don't think that was a song.
Yeah, it was.
It was an old song? Boogie in Your Butt?
Yeah, it was an entire song.
Are you sure?
I swear it was on one of his albums. Talk about all the things he's going to put in his butt. I mean, it was a comedy song, but still, it was an entire song. Produced, everything.
Sounds to me like his record label entirely mishandled his, release. There's your hit.
How long was it?
Maybe close to 3 minutes.
I'll see if I can find it during a break.
I mean, the title's so captivating.
Well, Cole's right.
What?
It's from 1982, Boogie in Your Butt.
From the album?
From the album Eddie Murphy.
Oh, of course, self-titled.
Was it a whole music album?
I can't find info on the album just yet. Looks like it might be a comedy album. Yeah.
Yeah, I think half of it was just stand-up, and there was a couple songs.
Oh, all right. I'll listen to it. If we can find it, I'll listen to it during a break and see if it's arable.
I'm
what?
Oddly intrigued.
Okay, we'll be back.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
3:32, first check on traffic. Alfie Coy is at KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. Let's get started off in Fort Worth, northbound 35W, just before Highway 287, the Decatur cutoff. Got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic is backed up back from North Loop 820. Also in Fort Worth, westbound I-20, right at Trail Lake Drive. Got an accident there blocking the right lane. Traffic's backed up back from a cart. Into Carrollton, southbound I-35, right at Sandy Lake Road. Got an accident blocking the two left lanes. Traffic there is backed up back from 121. And finally, in Dallas, southbound I-35, right at Woodall Rogers. Got an accident there in the clearing stages now. Traffic is backed up back from Medical District. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by the College Football National Championship on ESPN tonight, overcast and 25. Tomorrow, cloudy still. A high of just 40. Right now, 38. The 97.1, the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
I don't know what it is. As soon as we went on the air, the minute I put my headphones on, I started to feel faint. And it's been that way for the past half hour.
Has it stayed constant?
It's not getting any better.
Okay.
You don't think it's a stroke, do you?
I don't know.
Do they know about strokes?
Yeah, you're not it's having not a stroke.
It's not a stroke.
I don't think
okay.
So.
That's the only thing in life I'm really worried about is having a stroke and then...
Us poking you for the next few years?
Being screwed for the rest of my life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think strokes happen much quicker. I don't think there's really a slow burn on those. What does it smell? Do you smell nuts?
No.
Any almonds?
No.
I think you're fine. Isn't that pretty close, Everett?
I guess.
I've heard something about that.
Before. There's four warning signs, none of which you have.
Okay. I just feel like I'm in a twilight. Like I could lay down right now and go to sleep. What?
Are you tired?
Yeah.
Did you get much sleep last night?
Got plenty.
Are you on too many medicines?
No, in fact, I didn't take much of anything today.
Really? You're a brave soul. The entire show is on enough to start up a meth lab.
Yeah. Everybody's doped up?
Yup.
No, I don't know what it is. It feels like I could just pass out.
You could be really dehydrated if you've had a lot of caffeine and not a lot of water. Mm-hmm. That'll cause it. I brought you some water and some crackers, too, if you're down, just to try and get some salt in you.
Oh. All right. I don't know whether it's more entertaining to stay on the air and people just wait and see if I actually end up passing out.
Yeah, let's try that.
Or, nah, we've run too much best of this week.
That's kind of why I'm thinking, let's see what happens, Route.
Plus, sure, why not? Wait until the host drops dead.
You're not going to drop dead.
If you're at all like me, that sort of quick little faint feeling you might get, you just kind of think about it again and again and again, and that kind of leads to anxiety, which makes your heart beat even faster, and you feel like you're going to faint even more. I think that's what I was having when I came in a couple years ago into the studio and told you guys I felt like passing out.
And now Alfie's giving you the auto-suggestion, so it's going to be even worse.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just don't think about it. Just try and drink some water.
I can't focus on anything.
Don't think about purple cows.
Don't.
Damn it.
Well, at least that distracted me for a second.
I do like, though, I see it. I think it was Everett, Kinsey, maybe Chloe. So I think it took the fourth person, Alfie, who said, I'm going to get you some water. For you finally to drink a little bit of water.
Yeah, well, I noticed that.
Now, I've finally gone through the entire diet Dr. Pepper.
Oh, so it was just lack of options.
Yeah. Kenzie was going, take this water. I went, I got my diet Dr. Pepper. Well, it's not water. Well, most of it is. Not being difficult.
The problem with the diet DP, even though it's delicious and wonderful, is that
23 flavors.
Mm-hmm, the caffeine in it will dehydrate you more. Fresca, I know you liked. If I can find some Fresca, would you be down with it? Or maybe a diet 7-Up?
I'm drinking some of this water.
Cool.
I want everybody to treat me like I'm in hospice.
We're not. We're not all holding hands around you.
Take 5 gulps.
Leave me alone. I've never had this before, so I don't know whether to wait it out or just... Because it almost feels like this is a dream. That's kind of, I'm in that twilight phase.
Is it still getting worse or staying about the same?
It's about the same.
So sudden onset, stayed about the same ever since it hit you.
Right.
I have no idea what that means.
Why do you ask?
Well, I'm just curious. If it's getting worse, then that might suggest you should go lie down. If it's getting better, then don't worry about it. If it's staying the same, I have no opinion.
Yeah. I think at this point, Everett's reminding us that while he might be the smartest man in the room, he is not a doctor. He's just a lawyer.
All right. Well, if it gets worse, I'll probably pass out, so you guys won't have to ask me anything at that point. Well, I guess it got worse.
Yeah, it really won't be necessary.
Okay, what do you want to do? You got more audio? You want to play news or do news?
I play news every day. Actually, yeah, let's do cut number 4.
This, I don't think so.
Okay.
No. I know. I told you to pull that audio, but then I looked at it on YouTube, and you really need to see the video to go along with it.
You do, and it also the other thing is it also helps if you're familiar with all the songs.
But it's a mashup of 6 country songs together, where this guy, I don't know who he is, just took the songs and layered them over each other. It's not the typical mashup.
Uh-uh.
He was just showing how similar a lot of the country hits are today.
Yes. Yeah.
And played them over each other.
Mm-hmm.
And then used some of one track with one part and said, here's five songs playing simultaneously and one solo from another song. But you need to see the video to know, okay, here's what I'm listening to now.
Yeah. Yeah,
otherwise, it just sounds like a mess. What?
Yeah, because some of it blends so well, you're like, wow, those are different songs. Those are from different songs?
Well, I guess I got to play a part of it now.
Yeah.
Today. These, so you don't really know what's going on.
Yeah, now the six songs are Blake Shelton's Sure'd Be Cool If You Did, Luke Bryan's Drunk on You, Cole Swindell's Chillin' It, plus Parmalee's Close Your Eyes, Florida Georgia Line's This Is How We Roll, and Chase Rice's Ready, Set, Roll. Basically, he's just pointing out that all these songs follow a current formula that pretty much seems to just be all the hits. And he pointed out on this YouTube channel where people are picking this up, he's not doing it to slam these songs at all, even though he hasn't gotten a nibble from Nashville really yet, because he's a singer-songwriter. He says he just thought it was interesting, and he's trying to write a song that hopefully he could include on this mashup if it was to be a hit.
So is he speeding any of this up? Is he
I think he pitched a few of them and probably hit the jack with the tempo, although probably not that much.
No.
Let me see if I can find the part where he's got all six songs playing at the same time.
Hey, that's me.
I think this is all six.
Yeah.
Same time.
It also helps in that video when you're looking at his software to know about the software or software, you know, editing, because then you can tell, oh, I see what he's doing. Otherwise, it just looks like a bunch of squiggly lines on the screen.
Well, you can also see, as you're watching the video, you can see how many tracks are playing mm-hmm. at the same time. I didn't realize it was that visual until I actually looked at it on YouTube. But I've already told you to pull it.
It does do a lot of different ones. But as you heard in there, Luke Bryan did have one song that was included in there. And I'm going to let you just kind of read over. Just read the chorus right here.
Uh-huh.
You can get an idea what passes for a country hit these days. This is part of that bro country, by the way.
Girl, you make my speakers go boom, boom.
Now stop. Tell me this doesn't sound like this was written by a 5-year-old.
Whose song is this? Is Luke's?
Yeah. This is the Drunk on You song.
Dancing on the tailgate in a full moon. Really? You needed the moon rhyme so bad you just went boom, boom?
Yeah.
What I got? I'll just boom, boom.
Okay, I know. I got my second line ready.
Yeah.
Tailgate in a full moon. What rhymes with that?
Well,
full moon, boom, boom. Full moon. Yeah. All right.
Let's go.
That'll go before it. That kind of thing makes a man go, mm-mm. You're looking so good in what's left of those blue jeans. Drip of honey on the money, make her gotta be. Does this guy speak?
He does. He does speak.
Well, drip of honey on the money, make her gotta be. The best buzz I'm ever going to find. I am a little drunk on you, and I'm high on summertime. I'm sorry. I don't know why you would take it personally, but this guy's an idiot.
Well, first of all, I appreciate that, and I don't take it personally because I'm not him.
I know, but anytime I see anything about Luke Bryan, I'll bet Dan's going to want to see this. Or,
yeah.
Luke Bryan's got, I think he's got the top, he's got the number two country album right now in the country charts.
Really? I do? Who the hell's number one?
I don't know. Number five country single.
The other
I don't know why I get excited. It's like,
Well, look at that. Dan's got a number. It's not Dan. And how often, Dan, do you receive Luke Bryan
every
stuff?
Single day.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You get all excited. Dan's rich.
Man, I wish I had some Luke Bryan money. But then again, I feel like I could. I can write songs like, Girl, You Make My Speakers Go Boom Boom. Actually, wait. I take that back. I don't know if I can dumb myself down that much.
Yeah, you're right. That really seems third, fifth grader-ish.
Mm-hmm.
And or just, what age do kids start learning to talk?
3.
Yeah. Somebody just started.
I think even younger than that.
But what's even scarier to me than the fact that he wrote this is the fact that it's such a big hit, that it's part of the formula that works.
Yeah, and that to me, it goes to, I have a theory that the lyrics are second to just the overall sound, the melody. If you've got a catchy melody, the lyrics can actually be, my speakers go boom, boom.
But apparently, they found the formula for catchy melody, and everybody's emulating it.
I know.
If you can blend 6 songs together.
Yeah, because this song originally didn't sound like that. I know it says, girl, you make my speakers go boom, boom. But originally, the song was for my kids. It was a potty training song. It was, my booty goes poo poo. But the label said, no, you can't do that, Luke. And I said, man, y'all suck. True story.
Is it really?
No.
You know, today, until this spell I'm having, whatever it is, great, up to the age, I'm having spells on the air.
Oh, God.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that was good and loud, too. Thank you, Chloe.
Sorry.
All right, I'm leaving your mic off for a while.
Man, I'm sorry.
Yeah, you're going to be able to pull stuff like that on me today.
On the other hand, I'm a little bit excited.
Really?
You're getting a little too good with this whole Luke Bryan thing, Dan.
I was too convincing.
If you show up with a Luke Bryan ventriloquist dummy here before too long, I'm going to start really.
Well, you seem to know more about him now than we do, so it could have been a true story.
And part of it is because people keep sending me Luke Bryan stuff. Like, ooh, Dan's got to see this. Like, someone sent me a clip of Luke Bryan the other day singing one of his songs, High on Helium. But it really wasn't that good, otherwise I'd have pulled it for you.
It was Luke Bryan on Helium or some guy mm-hmm. singing one of Luke Bryan's songs?
It was Luke Bryan on Helium, but he didn't take it in enough. Like, we've done the Helium thing, and we sound like we're from the Munchkin Guild or whatever it is.
That's the way I feel right now. You know, when you suck in when you're doing the Helium thing?
And you get that lightheaded?
Yeah, that's exactly the way I feel right now, and I can't shake it.
Eat a handful of crackers. It might be something simple as a blood sugar thing. You just might be a little low on blood sugar.
All right. What kind are they?
There's oyster crackers.
Okay. How old are they?
I got them maybe a month and a half ago, at the very most.
Where?
Whole Foods.
Oh, you didn't steal these?
No.
What, did you have some epiphany?
Yeah, from Whole Foods, he's happy to buy things, but if it's around your desk, no.
Oh, I haven't heard this story.
What?
Alfie's been stealing?
Good. Talk for a while, Dan.
No problem. Alfie, over the years, Everett has slowly morphed into the great acquisitioner.
Really? I had no idea.
If we need something and it's there
and nobody's looking,
we'll get it.
These are nasty.
Well, they're oyster crackers. I think they're best with soup.
And they're a month and a half old.
There's that. Now, Alfie's being coy. Sorry.
Oh, no.
It was unintentional. He's saying if we need it, we get it, or it's around here. But that's not just it. He has gone so far as to, was it on the 11th or 12th floor, some company was having a Christmas party last year. He went up, snuck into the party, and took a bunch of flash drives with their logo on it.
They were giving them away. He didn't steal them off desks.
Right.
But I walked out with at least, I don't know, 7-10. Plus I got t-shirts, koozies.
Champagne.
Champagne.
Oh, the champagne, yes.
Champagne glasses, wine glasses. I think at least.
Statute of limitations? 2 years, Alfie.
Oh, it was a party.
For Alfie.
They didn't tell him he couldn't be there.
Okay.
Well, somebody was going to use the flash drives or drink the champagne.
Okay, I'm thinking he's fine.
Then that's when Alfie's more gung-ho. There's other times where Alfie will slow play it. Perfect example was when Jessie from The Edge does afternoons. She had like a beer thing on her desk for like 2 weeks, and it hadn't moved. Alfie decided, I would like that. So what does he do? Like every day, he would move the basket a couple inches closer to his desk. 3 weeks. 3 weeks, Alfie?
About that.
3 weeks later, it's now on his desk, and it's his. I still don't know if Jesse's ever asked about it.
Actually, I asked her.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. I think I just asked her, do you want this? She goes, oh, is that mine? Oh, well, Alfie's trying to steal it.
Look at you, you big narc.
She goes, no, he can have it.
But see, Alfie, instead of asking, he would prefer the larceny.
Steal. Yes.
Well, the asking, your odds, about 50-50 of am I going to get it or not. If you steal it, it went up to 100.
Yeah, you definitely get it. It's just whether or not you get to keep it.
Tell him about the company Christmas presents and the cubicles.
This may be my new favorite. So this Christmas, to celebrate the birth of Christ, our general manager had passed out bottles of vodka to all the employees.
Okay.
Now, in the offices, there's a number of empty cubicle areas.
Right.
Alfie dressed up like, what, 7, 8, 10 of them, whatever it was?
I think it was 8.
Jesus. He makes them look like they're occupied.
Printed out name tags and everything. I'm proud of this scam.
So much so, he printed off names of people that no longer work here from like 5 years ago.
And obviously, there's not a list of employees that get gifts. Everybody was going to get the same thing. And I'm sure the GM told Golden, whoever, just put them on desk, just put them at desk where people work.
And that's what happened. And the next morning, Alfie had 8 brand new bottles of vodka. In addition to the one he got on his own desk, that's legitimate.
Hey, I didn't know that Mr. Peppermint still worked here.
How long has Jerry Haynes been dead? I think he's dead, isn't he? But he's got a cubicle right there.
Oh, well, that means he gets a bottle.
Leave one for him and Muffin. And that cubicle over there.
Thank you for your work this year.
It's not like I'm hoarding it. I'm sharing it with everyone.
He does do that. So he's got the Robin Hood mentality.
Right. Well, then, yeah, that's clearly a defense under the Texas Penal Code, Alfie. You'll be fine.
Has that worked for you many times in court, Everett?
Yes.
Along with the Falcon?
Yes.
A, these crackers aren't helping him. B, they're just nasty.
Let me try one. Alfie, I thought you said they're supposed to be kind of salty.
Yeah, they are. Just a little salty.
Just a little as in, bleh.
Well, just kind of as in, they're not really crunchy.
Yeah, these need to take a roll in some salt. Along with some cheddar.
Yeah, those need to be rolled in something with flavor. I have Cheez-Its. I don't want Cheez-Its.
I'll take some Cheez-Its.
Give me back.
Yeah, I can definitely see how those would be good if you actually put them in soup.
Yeah, put them in something with
taste.
Flavor.
So now how are you feeling?
Same.
Okay.
But then again, I haven't had really time to process the crackers. As delicious as they aren't. He's not feeling bad enough. Let's give him some crap to eat.
Sorry, I'm able to distract you a little bit. We have a bevy of snacks and food back in the cubicle area that we can get you.
I mean, if it was low blood sugar, why not just bring me a Mountain Dew or something?
I think we're worried about the caffeine, though.
Well, there's got to be something without caffeine, but it's got sugar in it.
Mm. Have any honey?
I do have honey.
Bring him some honey.
Got it.
Alfie, why do you have honey?
Just don't worry about it.
For a moment just like this.
Can you guys stop talking to him so he can go get it?
Alfie, go.
Because my body obviously is going to process the honey quicker than these crackers.
Absolutely. And you don't have to worry about the caffeine. And it's local honey, so that'll appease a handful of the people that keep, including Kinsey, that keep saying you need to be on local honey to help fight your allergies.
It works.
What does honey got to do with it?
There's something about local honey that if you take like about a shot's worth of it every morning, it makes your allergies go away. It's got some kind of allergy killer in it, and it gives you energy, natural energy because of the sugar. It's amazing.
It acclimates you to the pollens in your area.
Yeah.
At least that's the theory.
The honey.
Because,
Well, why is it nobody's marketing this as a decongestant or whatever?
Well, some people they'll say local honey in all caps, but if it's a gray area with the government and the FDA when you start saying this has medicinal uses.
Right, because none of that's governed by the FDA, so people have to be careful about what they say.
Has anybody ever tried it?
I haven't.
Kenzie?
Oh yeah. I swear by it. I did it for like 2 months. When I had allergies, I was fine. I had energy, I felt great.
And how do you know if there's a local beekeeper?
It'll say it. Like, if you go to, like, Greens Produce or any kind of, like, produce store, you can – it'll say from here, from Mansfield or whatever, from Arlington.
Mm-hmm.
It'll say it on the bottle.
So I have to find some place that specifically targets Frisco?
I don't think it has to be Frisco, honey. I mean
– Well, you said local.
Yeah, but
– I don't know if that means my city, my street, my state.
No, it doesn't have to be so specific that it's down to your development, but just, I think, the area, like North Texas.
Yeah.
How much of this honey do I need?
About a shot.
Just fill your mouth up.
Yeah.
Product of Texas. This is made in Sunnyvale. Is that close enough?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just looking at the... I've never really looked at the back of a honey bottle. That's how close I am to passing out. I'm entertaining myself by reading nutritional facts on honey on the radio.
Buddy, just shoot it in your mouth. I'm going to call sound bites on myself there. It's my bad.
Did you want to shoot at my mouth just to add to this?
Give me the bottle. I'll do it for you.
No, don't come over here. I don't have the energy to fight you. No. Need a break here?
Yes.
All right.
I'll give you a hand.
What?
Just tilt your head back.
If I pass out, you're in charge. You don't let anybody stick their in my mouth.
We'll see.
That includes Kenzie.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
404, this is KEGL, Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Farmers Insurance. Starting off in Fort Worth. Southbound Loop 820 right at Lancaster Avenue. Got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic's backed up. Back from I-30 in Euless. Southbound 121 right at Glade Road. Got an accident blocking the left lane there. Traffic is backed up back from 360. Into McKinney, northbound 75 right at 380. Got a stalled out 18-wheeler blocking the right lane. Traffic there is jacked up all the way back from 121. In Carrollton, southbound I-35 right at Sandy Lake. Got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic there also backed up back from 121. And finally, in Rockwall, eastbound I-30, just before Horizon Village, got an accident blocking the right shoulder. Traffic is backed up back from Dalrock. If you see an accident out there, call the Allstate Traffic Tip Line. Phone number is 214-866-8888. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. Overcast this evening, 25 degrees for the overnight low. Tomorrow, cloudy and a high around 40. Right now, it's 38 and 97.1 the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
Kenzie, will you stop staring at me? You make me feel like I'm about to just pass out.
It. I can see it in your eyes. I'm just like...
I mean, I do feel like I'm about to pass out, but you're making it worse by staring at me.
I'm not staring. I'm just checking.
Yeah, actually...
Well, you'll know when I pass out.
Stop making that face. That one right there. That's...
And then she's talking under her breath to Everett. Well, maybe he's got this.
Yeah, I'm trying to...
He looks flushed. It's like I'm I feel really faint, and I feel like I'm about to pass out, but I can still hear you.
I know.
She's like Googling, and she's like, there are 84 things it could possibly be.
All kinds of stuff.
Get off the Google.
Put your phone away.
Well, don't. I'm scared. I'm worried.
Well, there's nothing you can do about it. You're going to make me pass out.
If you want, there's one thing that would make him feel better. I know it would.
If I shut up.
Okay, there's two things.
Get to it.
Talk closer to the mic.
But not now.
Yeah.
Thank you. I think it's got something to do with the inner ear thing.
That makes
sense.
Because
it happened as soon as I put my headphones on at the beginning of the show. I mean, the instant.
And two nights ago, you were messing with your ears because of your head congestion.
So maybe the headphones, I don't know, maybe it's jacking with my equilibrium.
Sounds like it.
Plus, you said you had a fever yesterday, right?
Yep.
And you haven't been eating many carbs, so that can... cause low blood sugar levels when you're sick.
Okay.
So getting the crackers and trail mix and honey in you, that will help out a bit.
How long has it been?
It's been maybe 20 minutes, which you need time to digest.
Okay. Well, I felt worse on the air before. If it gets bad, then we'll run best of segment. But Tone's coming today. And
that's right.
I don't want to miss Tone.
Mm-mm.
I watched Bad Judge last night. I think they got two episodes left.
Okay. Yeah, I've got a few stockpiled in the DVR. I haven't caught up yet.
I'm just surprised NBC bailed on it so fast.
Yeah, and I don't really think they've had anything else that I've heard yet that's supposed to be replacing it. The only sitcom that I can recall is called Marry Me. That's the only one that was new this year that I think they've picked up for the remainder of the season.
And I don't know how Dad's made it so an entire season.
I think, honestly, this is going to sound weird. I think Fox tries to give their shows a little more leeway. I think they learned quite a bit with the whole Family Guy situation because they had taken that show on and off the air, and then they had to bring it back once it hit number one on its first season DVD. And now it's one of their biggest hits and has been since they brought it back.
Didn't it move over to
Cartoon Network?
Yeah.
Yeah, because they had canceled it off of Fox, and I think Fox brought it back. Then they canceled it again. Cartoon Network picked it up to air remaining episodes. Was a huge hit on Cartoon Network, and then season one on DVD came out, and it was number one for weeks.
Who's Tone?
Tone Bell, friend of Dan's, who's a co-star in the NBC sitcom Bad Judge.
Oh, okay.
I forgot. You weren't here when... What's he been in here, twice?
Yes. Yeah, he's been in the studio twice, called in once or twice. He's at the Addison Improv all weekend.
Oh, okay.
Does he have anything lined up since NBC didn't renew?
I haven't had a chance to ask him that yet. I was figuring we'd get to that today. Although I do know that he was on the broadcast this morning.
I thought you were going to warn him about that.
Yeah, I thought about it.
You didn't?
No.
Because the guys from the Improv will take comedians everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
You should have gave him the heads up. Hey, they're going to try and take you here. Don't waste the time.
You know what, though? I felt, you know, let him go. It's maybe they've got some sort of, I don't want to get in the way of any sort of arrangement the Improv may have with Channel 47 and the broadcast. That, and I figure it's good to humble your friends on occasion. Oh, yeah, you big badass on a network show. Mm-hmm. Go sit in with those ladies on the broadcast.
I would have preferred you have given him the heads up and then him go, well, I'm going to do it anyway.
Yeah.
So then... You can actually, you've got something to say to him, but because
true.
You didn't give him any warning.
That is true.
So I wonder where they took him all today.
I know Alfie told me that they brought him up to Bo and Jim this morning.
Bo and Jim was yesterday.
That was yesterday. And then the broadcast this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Other than that, I'm not sure.
Okay. Well, that's not terrible.
No.
And the studios, if he stays close to the Addison Improv when he's in town, the studios for Channel 47, I think, are on the tollway, so... It's not like it's a far drive.
Yeah, the hotel that where they stay for the Improv is close.
Okay. All right. What do you want to do?
We can do some news if you like. I've got a couple other small bits of audio if you want to do that.
I don't know. You decide. I'm the one. It's about comatose.
I know. And Kenzie's still making that face.
Uh-uh. I mean.
What do you want to do?
Let me give you this clip real quick. The on Jimmy Fallon the other night. He had Nicole Kidman on, and they were telling a story about how he could have dated her at one time, but he was completely oblivious to it.
I'm walking down the street in New York City.
Yeah.
My friend Rick calls me and says, dude, what are you doing? I go, I'm just walking down the street. He goes, I have Nicole Kidman with me, and she wants to meet you for maybe it, to be in Bewitched or something like that.
So Rick, our mutual friend, says, oh, yeah. You know, Jimmy wants to meet you, and you can go over to his apartment, and da-da-da-da, and I'm single, and I'm like, okay, yeah, cool.
Wait, what?
Yes.
What are you talking about?
Yes.
I date Nicole Kidman?
Sure.
Do we
so
go,
I go
date?
Over, though, and you're there in a baseball cap and, like, nothing. Just like...
You had green cheese.
Like, and you wouldn't talk. You didn't say anything. You were like, hey.
I didn't know this was a thing. I thought this was a
like
movie.
It was like a hang. It was meant to just, I don't know. And then you put a video game on or something. And I'm like, this is so bad. I swear, and you didn't talk at all. And so after about an hour and a half, I thought, he has no interest. This is so embarrassing.
I left
and went, okay, no chemistry. And then I was like, maybe he's gay.
She had to hit him from all angles.
She did, man. My God, it was like a prize fight in there.
I think you just wrap it up at the end. Maybe he's gay.
With that, though, even if you weren't aware it was a date on his end and he thought it was some sort of meeting about being in a movie, you would still think there'd be a little more interaction as opposed to, hey, and you pop in Super Mario.
Well, a lot of performers are introverts.
True.
Is that the right word?
Absolutely.
I'm having problems with words right now.
You nailed that one.
Okay.
You're a prime example.
I mean, I'll go out, but I don't want to be the center of attention.
You don't seek the limelight outside of this room.
It's the ones that some people that just go out and they just never shut the F up, ever.
That to me is the actress type. There's a couple that run around here that are kind of like that, that it's one thing to be on the air, but then they have to be the center of attention all the time. And so they're very demonstrative and over the top and really annoying.
There are some people that I don't feel like they have to be funny around me. Like, I don't want to hear your jokes. I'm not trying to be a dick. We could just talk. This could be normal. Not everything has to be witty and punchy.
Yes, it does. I have to make Russ Martin laugh. Hey, ho, ho.
Okay.
How are you feeling now?
Exactly the same as I did an hour ago.
Crackers and honey. Good stuff.
It hasn't helped.
Yet. Give it a little time.
3-4 hours, you'll be fine.
I think it's been in my system long enough to where I should feel something.
Yeah. When you tried standing up a little bit ago, did that seem to help, hurt?
I didn't try standing up. I stood up. Oh. You make it sound like I had to struggle to get out of the chair.
Sorry, my poor choice of words.
During your spell.
It was really impressive. He stood up during his spell.
I just said, maybe I need to get up and walk around and get this stuff going through my system.
Still look flushed.
Do I?
Yeah.
Thanks.
Well, you can't see your face.
You could have told him that he looks fantastic, though.
Bad flushed?
To me, you look fine.
Oh.
Dan's lying.
Yeah. I am not lying.
Chloe?
I think you just look a little red.
Yeah, that's flushed.
That's flushed, dump.
The good news is he knows where his beep is.
But flushed was pale.
No.
Okay.
No, that's pale.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not feeling very well today either.
Yeah, you look a little pale.
Or flushed.
Let's do news.
All right. I wish I would just pass out or pass through this. One of the two.
I'd prefer you just pass through it.
I'd like for it was so odd that it just hit dead on as the show started and hasn't really gotten any worse, but it hasn't gotten any better. And I've never felt this before. And it's just it's that feeling when you have, like, too much helium.
Yeah. Just a little lightheaded. But
that passes pretty quick with the helium stuff.
Yeah.
But that's exactly what this feels like, and it's been like this for over an hour.
I think a lot of people use drugs on a regular basis seeking that type of feeling.
I don't enjoy it. But you're right. I'm surprised I can still find all the buttons.
You got them.
All right. See what happens now. 419, Dan O'Malley's here with news.
Thank you, Russ. Today is Friday, January 19th, 2015. Oh, I'm sorry. Today is Friday. January 9th, 2015. Birthdays today. The Duchess of Cambridge, Prince William's wife, Kate Middleton, she turns 33. Dave Matthews is 48. J.K. Simmons is 60. Russ, you don't know his name, but you know who he is. He's the one that played J. Jonah Jameson in the first Spider-Man.
Meat. I'll get you a box of meat.
That's him. Also on the Farmers.
He also had the series, I don't think it's still on, Growing Up. I forget the name of the series now.
Was it last year? But that show was on?
Yeah, I think so.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah, it didn't last. It's
whatever the name of the family is, Growing Up something.
Yeah. There was also a really...
He plays a blind guy. Go ahead.
There was also a really jacked up show that aired on HBO for years. That's how I know him best, as Vern Schillinger. Also, David Johansen turned 65. He's best known as...
Who?
David Johansen.
One of the Johansson brothers?
No. He changed his name to Buster Poindexter and hit it big with Hot, Hot, Hot in the 80s. Jimmy Page is 71 and broadcasting great Dick Enberg turned 80. Well, police opened fire. Colleyville police opened fire on an unarmed man in Fort Worth, in a Fort Worth suburb of Colleyville. It happened after a woman called police to
say... He had a knife?
Yeah.
Well, that's not unarmed.
I'm sorry, on an armed man. Unarmed man.
Got it. He was armed with a knife.
Yes. It happened after a woman called police to say her relative was suicidal and threatening to hurt himself with a knife. Police said the man began stabbing himself as officers arrived at the home. The officers tried to stun him, but it didn't stop him from hurting himself. So next, they shot him in the hand.
That's pretty good.
That's solid. Then they finally were able to subdue him using stun guns again. He was flown to a local hospital, condition not yet known, but police are investigating to determine if the man was actually hit by the gunfire. Most of his wounds are self-inflicted.
What a totally up call to have to go out on. What do we do?
He's trying to kill himself.
We can't tase him. Why is it they couldn't tase him?
Well, they tried. They just, for whatever reason, it didn't take. And this is one of those great examples that need to be...
Did they miss?
It didn't say if it missed. It just said that officers tried to stun him, but it didn't stop him from hurting himself.
Sometimes, if you're on certain drugs,
yeah,
it's not effective.
And this is why...
But what do you do? He's stabbing himself. Well, if we shoot him, he'll stop stabbing himself, but we might kill him.
Yeah. I don't know.
Do you just stand around him and let him do whatever until he charges? Charges one of you?
I don't know what the police policy would be. I think that would have to be some sort of, I guess, individual municipality deal. I don't know if that's part of your, you know, cop certification.
That's just one of those almost, if you can't tase him.
Let him?
You have to. You almost have to.
I know. Well, an exception would be if, say, someone is on an overpass, like on 35W and I-20, that monster, and they decided they're going to sit on the edge of it, then that would be a problem to the public if they actually jump off of it, because that can injure people driving
down below. Well, can they just block traffic, and it's not really the same scenario. You're not going to go to an overpass and shoot somebody threatening to jump.
I think that's happened.
That they've shot them?
Yeah.
People that are threatening to jump?
It wasn't local. I remember seeing the story years ago.
Well, that would seem to be counterproductive.
I think that was the top comment at the time.
It would... That one doesn't make any sense.
I know. But yeah, this is one of those situations where maybe you and your partner, you come upon the scene and he's stabbing himself. And you're right, Russ. The stun gun, the taser doesn't work. I don't know. Form a perimeter and just see what he does.
Maybe he'll just get tired of stabbing himself.
Maybe he'll... Hey.
Or if he loses enough blood, then maybe we can rush him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's not bad. Give him some oyster crackers or some local honey. See if that helps.
Yeah, you've got to be you got to be heavily narcotized on something if you're stabbing. If you've decided this is a way I want to go, I want to stab myself to death.
Yeah, stabbing and getting tased, man, damn.
Yeah, and feeling like, screw the electricity. I want to stab myself some more.
Of all the different ways to go out, why you pick that one?
I'm with Everett. This sounds to me like someone was on some of that special drugs.
Yeah, meth or something.
PCP.
The bath salts. Maybe. The face eating, mm-hmm, whatever.
Yeah. And then I think it was, I don't know if it was ever confirmed, but the rapper in L.A. who cut off his own member, then jumped off the second floor balcony, he was on drugs. I can't remember if they said it was, yes, PCP or meth or bath salts.
I wonder why he thought his penis needed to go.
At the time, I think he had, the witnesses had said he was screaming out that it was basically everything that was wrong with him, it was ruining his life.
Yeah, it was evil.
Yeah, it was evil. And this way, if he didn't have it, then he could focus on the things that really mattered.
Well, why'd you let him put it back on? And you got to have some tight buddies to keep your penis for you.
I don't think they did it. I think that was the first responders.
Oh.
I think his buddies were kind of like, it's over there.
I think you may have to fight the beagle for it. We need a break?
Yeah.
All right, let's go.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
4:31, another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer, starting off in 4, southbound Loop 820, right at Highway 10. Still got that accident blocking the right shoulder. Traffic there is backed up back from 183. In Euless, southbound 121, right at Glade Road, got an accident blocking the left lane. Traffic there is backed up back from the 114 at 121 Western Split. In the McKinney now, northbound 75, right at 380, that's University. Got a stalled vehicle blocking the right lane. Traffic there is jacked up back from 121. And finally, in Rockwall, eastbound I-30, just before Horizon Village, got an accident blocking the right shoulder. This one involves five vehicles. Traffic there is jacked up back from Dalrock. I'm Alfie Coy, and the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by the Texas Lottery. Overcast tonight, a low of 25. Tomorrow, cloudy, and a high of 40. Right now, 38 degrees. The 97.1, the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
No, we can stay on today as long as I'm conscious. Today's going to continue to suck.
Well, I don't think it sucked. It's just different. We were all concerned for you.
Well, I wish I had been through this before so I could relate to something. Like, I took this one time, and that made me feel faint. But I don't have anything. I haven't really done anything that different today, and it was just odd that it hit me that this, whatever you want to call I'm having, do not call it a spell.
You called it a spell.
Well, don't repeat me.
So you're.
But it started as soon as we went on the air. I was fine until I sat in my other studio, and it just hit.
I do like how, though, commercial breaks are now turning into everyone's just constantly trying to diagnose you. Everyone's asking questions. Hell, Everett took your pulse in the last break. What was it, by the way?
148.
Gee, that's not bad.
No, no.
Didn't I tell you? Everett goes, well, he goes, I'll time it. You count it. I don't think I can count.
And
certainly
that
not
part.
that fast. I knew it was going to be fat. It was going to be a high rate.
Yeah.
I didn't know it was 148.
It is.
Dandy. So where were we?
Have we tried calling your doctor?
No.
Should we?
I don't know. What am I going to tell him? I feel faint. He'll probably say, lie down. Well, then I could have made that decision on my own.
Well, he may have some other thoughts.
Like?
I'd like to see you.
That's crazy talk, Everett.
Well, I certainly can't drive. I'm not going to be able to drive anywhere until this passes. Alfie, do you have any more suppositions?
No, not really.
Okay.
Not with everyone else trying to diagnose.
Well, I'm sorry. Are we getting in your way?
Are you above all of this, Alfie?
No. I mean, I've thrown my two cents in, but your heart rate could be elevated just because you're nervous.
I don't feel nervous. I feel
normal.
Yeah, as far as my anxiety level.
I was going to say, but your anxiety level is usually pretty high during the show anyway.
I have no idea what this is. I wish I would pass the F out or not and just get through it instead of sitting here waiting, what's going to happen next? It's not getting any worse, but it's not getting any better. So, like I said, we can stay on as long as I'm conscious. It's not going to be a good show. I'm just letting the listeners know now.
Well, I understand what you're saying. It's always important to make sure that they know the bar is set extremely low. So if we happen to trip over the top of it, then yay for us. But
yes.
You don't feel well. Everyone's forgiving of it.
Okay. I'm not looking for sympathy. I'm just saying, expect nothing from today. But I at least want to try and stay on it long enough to be able to promote Tone's show at the Addison Improv.
Absolutely. And he'd be happy to see it. Hell, he may make you feel better. He may give you a hug and you feel great.
I don't want that man hugging me.
Why not? He's a good hugger.
Not with that pointy beard. That beard thing is just odd.
Well, what is it? I thought I saw him post somewhere, like on Twitter or something, about having to shave it. I may be wrong on that. Which I know would make you extremely happy.
I don't care if he has it or not. I think they only got 2 episodes left on NBC, and then I won't see him for a while.
Well, that's not true. I mean, the main reason you're seeing him now has nothing to do with the TV show. It has to do with the fact that he's headlining the Improv.
Mm. I like him.
He's very likable, and he likes you, even though you made him say bad things in his own head.
What? That was just him thinking racist thoughts. I never said it.
Yeah, it had nothing to do with you.
He couldn't focus on what we were talking about, and I just said, maybe you got NDD. Because he was on his phone the entire time.
Mm-hmm.
During the breaks, on the air, looking down at the phone, like, I'm taking that phone from him when he comes in.
I think you should.
Either you want to be here or you want to be on the phone.
I think he gets so wrapped up in the social media stuff.
He just has a hard time focusing on white people. That's why I think he's got NDD. All right, go ahead.
Maybe he got a pill. The president on Thursday proposed making community college free for all Americans who are, quote, willing to work for it, though the administration did not explain how it would be paid for.
Well, that's the way college works now.
Yeah.
If we're willing to work for it, we can go to college.
Because you have money and you can pay.
Yes.
So how does he, when he means work for it, does he mean like work?
We don't know. We don't know specifics yet. This is just something he floated out there, and he was supposed to talk about it in Tennessee in more detail today. In a video posted on Facebook, the president previewed his plan, which will be formally announced during a trip to Tennessee Friday. The president said he wants to provide free community college for 2 years by covering enough tuition to get students who keep their grades up an associate's or halfway to a bachelor's. He said, it's not for kids. We also have to make sure that everybody has the opportunity to constantly train themselves for better jobs, better wages, better benefits.
Well, that's why we have the community college system. It's not free, but it's partially funded by taxes.
Mm-hmm. And it's much, much cheaper than going the four-year university route. What I don't understand is, I understand what he's trying something, and on that level, I'll give him a little tip of the hat, but the first 2 years at a community college really is just high school plus anyway. So if you really want to change the landscape of education, why don't you get rid of having to do your basics all over again in college? You just proved you could do it in high school. Why do you got to do it all again in college?
Yeah, it's like the collegiate arena. They don't trust the public schools.
Right. It's crap if you think about it. Hell, when I graduated high school and went to college, you know, like you're supposed to, that next first semester available. The required courses I was taking, they were easier than the ones I took in high school. So why are you saying I need this stuff again? You think you're going to teach me better than the other teachers did? It's stupid. That's right there would save people thousands of dollars in tuition cost. And it wouldn't cost the government anything to pay for it. Because they're estimating this would cost $60 billion over 10 years. And they still haven't said specifically how they'd pay for it.
I think it's antiquated. I think vocational training, that's probably the best all around.
It depends on what your goals are.
Well, if you know what you want to do. But college isn't really the place where you're supposed to figure out what you want to do, is it?
Well, yeah, I think for a lot of people it is.
I went just to kill time.
Well, that's good for that, too.
It's a very expensive way to kill time. But.
Because I took courses that I wanted to. And even as long as I went to Eastfield, there's nothing even close to where you take all those credits and combine them and get any type of degree.
I think the closest I ever saw to anything like that was a major called a general studies. But even then, it wasn't that general because you still had to fit into certain things. As opposed to just like the whatever I feel like degree, which would be awesome.
Yeah, I took history and journalism. And then I threw in graphic arts, which didn't really fit in with anything, but I didn't care.
But it was useful.
And I got bored of history, so I stopped taking that. And I never consulted with anybody. There was never any type of plan. It was just, it's like this show is every day. It's like, what's the plan? Don't know. Got some ideas. That's kind of the way college was. If you look at all the different courses that I took, what degree are you going for? Not a clue.
You should be happy I just showed up at all.
Well, what are you going for? Probably another 6 years.
And why not do it that way? Because how many people end up getting a degree and then they...
No job.
Or they get a degree and they find a job that has nothing to do with that degree. Most of the time, I'd always heard that prospective employers just want to see that you put in the quote-unquote effort to finish college.
And how could is there any way to verify if somebody actually went to college? I mean, if let's say I put it on my resume, how do they verify?
They call up the records.
Yeah, they want your transcripts.
Okay. So they could require you to
submit them, yes.
Okay. Because there's a lot of stuff on my resume that obviously nobody checked into.
Well, and also many of those things on your resume, I don't know how anyone would check into them. The closest, and I use this word loosely, verifiable source is going to be Wikipedia.
Well, the work history, that would, I guess, be verifiable somehow.
Yeah, they could call.
I did work in radio.
Yes. Yeah, they could call CBS and say, hey, did Russ Martin work here? They'd say, yes, he did.
But all the inventions, patents, and whatnot that I have on there. I just put it on there to see if anybody was really going to look at the resume. Now we just need to have it in your HR file. Well, what do you want? Well, just the basics, just so we can. Well, if nobody cares or nobody's going to look at it, why does it need to be in my file?
That's like one of those things that they need as a just in case they get some sort of maybe an audit by the, I don't know, the EEOC.
Well,
even then, I don't know what that would really consist of.
Yeah, and what would be the reason for an audit? Do you where's his resume? Well, what if it's not in there?
You know
what are you gonna do?
Maybe if it was some sort of audit to where they had to verify that when they posted a job opening, it was, I guess, above board as far as the government was concerned, which is really silly because in radio it's like, hey, you want to work here? Okay, you're hired. It's no real official process.
Hmm. I'm looking at my resume. Yeah, we've been through this too many times on the air. I think most people have heard this stuff already.
Yeah, but even then, I find it amusing that in order to know your accomplishments, you have to read your own resume. The rest of us have so few, we just remember them.
You've heard these before.
I don't know that I have.
He's had to update it over the years.
It's got my work history from 1980, the first radio station I worked at.
Okay.
All the way through here.
Really?
Well, yeah.
Well, I don't know. I haven't heard it.
Well, that's the way the resume starts, and then it says I currently hold the patents and designs for aspartame, the automobile, the Braille system, Mr. Potato Head, the Zamboni, the drinking fountain, buttermilk, chili sauce, hold the patent for theme parks, pavement, the box, ink, fire.
Pavement.
I also hold patents for the patent, the glossary.
That's a good one because that covers a lot.
Yeah, every time I read this on the air, I always forget it. I should always end it with the patent.
Let's put a star on that one, Chloe, for the future.
Also the 45-degree angle. I invented pointing, the cat, squinting, turning around, leaning against the wall in the morning while pissing. Hold the patent for that.
That's important.
The hole. I invented motion. Ducking down, footprints, the donkey bray, osmosis. I also invented stereotyping, ringworms, the queef, hydroplaning, the wig, the chimney, and looking back at the ground after you trip. And then I wrote some books and stuff.
Like what?
The complete story of scissors. Tweedle Beetles after the battle.
That's my favorite. There's really a lot in there. It's completely unexpected.
The scam behind shampoo.
Oh, yeah. I've often thought that.
Because they don't tell you when to stop.
Oh, no. Just lather, rinse, repeat over and over and over.
It's affected so many.
It's a conundrum.
When do I stop?
Go through bottle after bottle.
Some of the other places I worked, I was a kiosk manager for 45 RPM record adapters at Big Town Mall.
And you were so cool.
It's important to find a niche market.
I was the interior designer for Pigstand restaurants from 75 to 76. I was a pharmacist for Rexall.
That one legitimately frightened me.
I was the assistant chef at Sambo's restaurant from 79 to 80.
Sorry.
I was the chief mechanic for Bull Taco Motorcycles from 82 to 85. I was a head of vinyl quality assurance for Sound Warehouse for 2 years.
That explains a lot.
I was the lead chef at Duff's from 88 to 89. I was also a photographer for Olin Mills. I was the manager of the Mickey Thompson Entertainment Group from 95 to 96. I was its chief financial officer for Montgomery Ward.
Oh.
From 96 to 2001.
Oops.
What?
Well, tumultuous time.
It's a regional buyer for a shoe, the Shoe Pavilion.
Okay.
And a pilot for Frontier Airlines for 3 years.
Renaissance man.
Yeah. Not bad with no degree.
Yeah. Covered all the bases.
That is one thing a no degree allows you to do. It allows you to explore many interests, many endeavors.
You can be flexible.
Not pigeonholed.
That's right.
Looking for other words?
No. I want to get Tone here. I want to at least promote his event. And then we could decide what we do with me afterwards.
You want some more honey?
That didn't help. Mm-hmm. And I took plenty.
Oh, that's right. Because Kinsey tried telling you can overdose on it.
No. She just said it'd give you a bellyache if you take too much.
Oh. Well, I think at this point a bellyache would be an improvement. At least if it did away with his dizziness.
I have no answer for this. What do we get? 2 or 3 minutes or now?
2 minutes.
Okay. Read.
Okay. I've also got... It's hard to explain how a 5-foot boa constrictor nosed its way up into a toilet through a down pipe in the San Diego office building Wednesday, but that's exactly what happened when Stephanie Laska walked into the bathroom at her PR company. She noticed that the toilet...
Why has it always got to be something big and nasty that comes out of the commode? It can't be like crickets or confetti or...
Money.
It's got to be some nasty mother... That's why I'm always paranoid when I sit on the commode in the morning.
Yeah, you should be. Especially because Stephanie didn't realize it at first. She noticed that the toilet water level was higher than usual, so she went at it with a plunger. And it worked. Something brown appeared in the toilet. However, it kept on coming.
Mm-hmm. This was a boa?
Yeah.
So this thing is like...
Initially, she's thinking it's a dookie. And then it just
keeps going. But it's 6 to 9 feet long, something like that?
5 feet.
Oh.
She said, as soon as I saw the flicker of its tongue... I definitely knew that it was a large snake headed straight towards me. She ran out of the bathroom screaming and then taped the door shut.
Okay.
Yep. Then the animal control got the call to come out and take care of it. It was the first for the officer. She had never seen that before. Animal control took the boa to a veterinarian. Now, the great mystery of where the boa came from has been solved. The owner came forward on Wednesday saying the snake had been lost and he thought it had escaped from a window as its enclosure was near a window.
All right. Do they know if it got into the pipes?
Yes.
Pipes and got into the commode, or yes. Did it just somehow get into her apartment? And
this is not at her apartment. This is at a business.
Oh, wherever.
Yeah. No, they think it got into a pipe. The owner said he feels really bad for the anguish. The owner plans to move the snake to a friend's house. There's no word yet on a reunion, but they're asked how did it get in the sewage system. Animal Services said it appeared the snake was about to shed skin and was likely seeking a water source. They said he found a toilet to soak in and obviously didn't come out of it.
Then so he went into the toilet. From the top side. He didn't go in through the pipe system.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I'm sorry. He took a wrong turn and ended up downstairs.
He went and found the commode.
Yes.
Snakes are nasty when they shed.
I used to pick them up as a kid.
The shedding?
Yeah, because we had that little drainage ditch.
I don't like the fact that there was, especially some of the snake skins I found around my house. I don't like the fact that first of all, they were there. The other thing is how big some of them are.
Ooh. Yeah, I think back as a kid, and I was like, I would reach down with my hand in front of that drainage drain pipe, and I'd pull the snake skins out, put them in a pot, and like, oh, this is cool. I wouldn't do that now, and I'm 35.
What was the pot for?
No, the pipe. The pot was just to put the skins in.
Were you going to cook it?
No, it was...
Just where you kept your snake skins?
Yeah.
How many did you have?
I think on a good day, you'd get 3 or 4.
I mean, did you continue to collect them over time? Like a big ball of twine that grows forever?
When did you finally decide to chunk them? Or you had outgrown it?
I think my mom or my dad just threw them away eventually. I don't think I kept them very long. I think they saw them and said, ew, and immediately trashed them.
Were you disheartened?
I don't recall. So since I can't remember, I must have blocked it. It was so painful.
I see.
Was this prepubescent?
Oh, yes. Yeah, yeah. We're talking like 5, 6 years old.
Okay. Because I know once I discovered masturbation, anything else, really... That was just an afterthought.
Yeah.
Hey, want to go outside and play? Mm-mm. Got to go through the new Sears catalog.
Yeah. Yeah, all of a sudden, getting home before the street lamp comes on was really easy.
Sears?
Well, just,
oh, you don't understand, Kinsey.
This was, wasn't pre-porn, but obviously I didn't have access to any of it.
We didn't have the, Russ didn't have the internet.
You improvise.
Well, you look at the, you know, you hang on to some of them. Like, the beginning of my magazine stash was, you know, some old Montgomery Wards or Sears, Sanger Harris catalogs.
Yeah.
The summer editions where you knew there were going to be bikinis and stuff.
Yeah, because then you got double the fun because in addition to the underwear, it was the bikini. Yeah, that was a big time. And it wasn't the, and Kinsey, you have to keep in mind, not only did you not have the internet for the ease, but the underwear choices were really just, ugh. I mean, everything was full cut.
So it there wasn't that much to it. And obviously things in, you know, catalogs aren't going to be that provocative.
No, not at all.
I don't remember where or when I got my first real porn magazine, but I know I treated that like royalty.
That's
a lot better than the catalogs.
How did you find it? How did you get it?
I don't know. I said, didn't I just say that?
You did.
Sorry.
All right. Well, I don't know if I'm blacking out or Dan's with me again.
Y'all help me out.
All right. Want a break here?
Yes.
Okay.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
502. This is KEGL, Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. Let's get started off in Rockwall, eastbound I-30, just before Horizon Village. Got an accident there. It's now in the clearing stage. This traffic is backed up back to Fast Pro. In Mesquite, southbound 635, just after I-30, got an accident blocking the left lane. Traffic's backed up back to La Prada. Moving into Carrollton, northbound I-35, just before Beltline, got a stalled-out vehicle blocking the right lane. Traffic there is jacked up back to 635. And finally, in Trophy Club, westbound 114, right at Kirkwood Boulevard, got a stalled-out vehicle blocking the center lane. Traffic is backed up back from Whitechapel Boulevard. Again, if you see an accident out there, call the Allstate Traffic Tip Line. Phone number is 214-866-8888. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by the Exergen Temporal Scanner. Tonight, overcast and 25. Tomorrow, cloudy and a high around 40. Right now, it is 38 degrees. At 97.1, the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
All right, give me that f***ing phone.
Russ, can you at least introduce who you're cursing at?
No, not till you give me the f***ing phone.
Okay, phone's in my pocket. Phone's in the pocket.
It ain't staying in the pocket.
It is here.
Does that phone even work? Is that your NBC phone?
Yep.
Do you really have an NBC phone?
Yep.
Get out of here.
Russ, it's in the pocket. I mean, it's in the pocket. I thought the song was gonna play longer.
We didn't play a song.
That was just a bumper.
Oh, nobody else heard that but me?
We all heard it.
Wait, they heard it too?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. People outside this room in their cars and stuff?
Yeah.
Well, then you know the song I'm talking about. Why you acting like you didn't hear
it? We didn't play a song. It was a bumper. He didn't know it was a bumper.
Nobody.
No.
He's got no shoes on. What are we doing?
Last time, you know what?
I walked in and you have on pants, which is nice because anybody who heard me on the show last time knows that you didn't have on pants,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
I had on shorts.
Shorts and pants are. Don't act like shorts and pants aren't different.
Well, you made it sound like I was naked.
Did I make it sound like that?
You been drinking?
A little bit.
Good. I can't drink today. I feel like ass.
Do you?
I feel like I'm about to pass out.
Well, I was going to come by yesterday because I got in town.
I wasn't here.
I know. That's why I didn't come by. Otherwise,
Did you knock on the door and run off?
No.
Man.
I showed up with no pants on. That's what I did.
Man, that literally was what it's called.
I'm going to hit you. Yeah, no, Tone actually sent me a text yesterday. He said, hey, do you want me to come by today and hang out? And I said, No, I'm sorry, man. Russ is out sick. Actually, everybody's sick. It seems like everyone's passing it around.
I was in Chicago last week, and it was like
killing 16... another sitcom.
Yep, just pulling the plug. Maybe one day I won't show up here.
Here comes Tone Bell to cancel another sitcom.
Hey, look. All right, well, good to see you too, Russ.
Hey, I've watched every episode, even the one that aired last night. What, has he got like two left to air?
I think so, yeah, two or three. I think it's probably two. I think maybe it's three, but yeah, at least two or three.
What, you had produced 13 episodes?
13, yeah.
Of Bad Judge.
But they pulled the plug at like four or five, I think.
They say why?
Man, it's just, it was like we had a lot of issues up front. You know, showrunner. We had a DP issue. It's cost a lot of money. I mean, it was a lot of things that just like for a show not to continue. There are a lot of things that have to not be right. But once we had by episode four, people were like, "Oh, we love the show!" Like America tweeting us and Facebooking us, and it was like it was really we had great reviews. It just something didn't homogenize quick enough.
But 4 weeks isn't enough time to find an audience.
Can we just give credit to the fact that I use homogenize correctly?
You're talking about it in general, or because you're six Jamesons in?
Both.
Okay.
All of a sudden, I don't feel like Russ, the dingiest person in the room.
Right. You shouldn't. That's why we have Kinsey.
Yeah.
Wait.
Shut up. Well, Russ, you look great.
Don't lie to him. He's sick
sarcasm.
As a dog.
I'm bad. I hugged you earlier, though.
I want you to know.
Tell me.
That we almost left early today because I still feel bad. Like, I'm really feel like I'm about to pass out.
You're shaking a little bit.
Am I?
No, you're good now.
I mean, now. I mean, like.
Well, I was when I was moving, talking with my hands, I do not have Alzheimer's.
Earlier, he was worried about having a stroke.
Whatever, Michael J. Fox.
Parkinson's.
Yeah, I don't have that either.
I mean, you look good for what Russ can look good like.
Man, you are full of it.
No, that's pretty good.
Right?
for what you got, it's not bad. Yeah, but
I said good. I'm saying not bad. I'm saying good.
I don't think anyone has ever taken as a compliment like Tone if I told you, man, you peaked.
But you know, I'm like today, uh-huh. Because I would appreciate today. Tomorrow, I'm going to feel like ass.
Good.
Can I say ass?
Yes. All right. You can say ass on Bad Judge, can't you?
You'd be surprised. You'd be surprised. Like, a couple episodes ago, I was like, it wasn't in the script. I was just like, hey, man, that's a big-ass hat. And they were like, ooh, we don't know if we can say ass. I'm like, I've seen other shows, and they say, network. I can't say, what can I say? And so you have to go through standards and practices just to see you know how it goes.
Does it have anything to do with a particular time of the night, like if it's heavy prime, a fringe prime?
Well, I don't know how.
But you're.
I don't know how TV works. Oh, well, I don't know how radio works. TV, like after 10 o'clock, pretty much you can do what you want.
Safe harbor.
Safe harbor hours, yeah.
And that's similar in radio.
There's been nudity on cable recently, like a lot more.
Well, they can do it. It's not regulated really by the FCC.
Correct, yeah.
I think in the episode of Bad Judge last night, what's the lead's name? What's her name?
Oh, Kate. Yeah. Oh, she's great.
I think she used the word prick.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But they wouldn't let you say ass.
They would not. I mean, they're like, we have to see. Can you do one without saying ass? Like, can you say big hat instead of saying big ass hat? I'm like, I think a big ass hat. Honestly, it's
big
funny.
Ass hat's funny.
Yeah.
I mean, especially in the way in the manner I was using it, it wasn't like it was. You know, it was like
you weren't talking about his ass.
It was relevant. Yeah,
big ass hat.
I was like, that's a big ass hat. Why can't I say big ass hat? I've said big ass hat six times since I've been on this show.
More than
it almost didn't let me say it once. You know what I mean?
I think I've only seen you pull your gun once. All the episodes.
Oh, wait, coming up. Wait.
Really?
Wait.
This is something Russ has been looking forward to for weeks.
Dude, like,
he's been saying you wanted to see
next,
you use
okay,
your piece.
Next week's episode, if I'm correct, next week's episode is probably
the one that aired last night was called The Fixer.
That was the sexting episode?
Yeah.
I was on stage, so I didn't see it, but.
Yeah.
Okay, so I was trying to, like, live tweet during it, but I was on stage.
Oh, you don't live tweet on stage?
Well, I had quite a bit of whiskey last night and today.
Mm-hmm. See, if I have one drink today, I know I'll pass out.
And that's how we know you're sick.
Yeah.
And the fact that I played
Honestly, when I walked in and I saw the bottle over here, when I walked in, I was like, oh, he's not drinking. I was like, oh, I'm safe today.
Oh, yeah. That doesn't mean you're safe.
Oh, I'm safe.
Just because he's not drinking doesn't mean you're not.
That's exactly what that means.
So I'm only dangerous when I'm drinking.
Russ, wait until next week's episode. You're going to love it's a really good I play my character, but it's something you've never seen from me before, which I'm very excited about. I get a little outside the box.
And that's what I said. I didn't know how far into production you guys were when NBC canceled it. I mean, had you produced all 13 episodes?
No, we were about I guess 8 episodes in.
I told Van,
episodes in, we were probably aired 4. And then we finished shooting in like mid-December.
So you had 5 more to shoot, basically.
Yeah, I would have.
Because
I, knowing you are only going to do another 4 or 5, whatever. Yeah. I said he needs to shoot somebody. They need to go back. They need to relook.
Draw my weapon.
They need to relook at the scripts and just spice it up. It's like, what do you got to lose? NBC's already paid for the 13 episodes. They need a tense situation because, like Boston Legal, they were able to combine comedy.
Drama, but go ahead.
Comedy and drama.
But you're right. Yeah, but you know what? Like, you see the 1 hour now, and it's, you know, you get the Mysteries of Loria. Mysteries of Loria. Like it's like I've seen 2-3 episodes of it.
I don't know what that is.
That's the Mysteries new comedy with the chick from Will and Grace,
Deborah Messing.
Okay.
And Laz Alonso. And
I watched Bad Judge.
Well,
and hello. I watched all 11 episodes
so far. But you're gonna watch the last two, right?
Well, I plan on it. I'm just saying I've watched every week.
Well, you know, Russ, you know, that, I mean, that's what we're buddies, man.
And we promote it, I think, almost once a week.
We do.
Nah, I mean, definitely appreciate it. I mean, like, NBC is a big fan of mine now. Like, you know, like they, because I became the second lead on the show, but I wasn't cast as the second lead. So I was like the 5th or 6th lead on the show up front. And then.
Yeah, you're the second name with the credits and the opening credits.
Yeah. And then what happened, you know, like, so they, you know, they do testing and they do the
what they test control. You for?
Everything, all the transfusions.
Good, thank God you need it.
Yeah,
I've known you too.
Hey, I am taken now.
Yes, you are.
Who are you dating?
Dan's matter. All right, we're talking about the show. We're not talking about Russ. We'll get to it.
Okay.
So now are you one?
I tested well, and so NBC wants to keep me around, and so we'll figure out. Damn it!
Is she white?
Damn. I didn't say anything. What? Why are you looking at me?
Dan is definitely nodding.
What?
Yes. She's,
don't bail
she
me. Is,
she.
What, why are you acting like
that? Can I say just, Jesus? Yes, Jesus, yes. Yeah. She.
Look at you. Look, you made
look,
it.
Russ. Oh. I need some water. My mouth just got dry.
Really?
She's milky.
Yeah. I don't know why you're looking at me like I just outed you or something.
Yep, Russ. Yes, mm-hmm. She is.
How long you been dating?
About a year. About a year.
Meet her on the east side. Work your way up. Beans don't burn in the kitchen.
Jesus Christ.
God, tell you story.
Doing it now? Is he doing it now?
God, tell you story. Where'd you meet her?
When I made actually we met online.
Really?
Christian Mingle. No, I'm lying. That's not that is not a true story. We did not meet a Christian Mingle. Can I get a water? I need a water or some whiskey. Can I get some water?
You're gonna have here's the whiskey right here.
Oh geez.
Yeah, I told you weren't safe.
I know. I you know, it feels awkward not doing this with you. Gotta be honest with you.
I can't.
You shouldn't.
I don't know what I'm going through right now, but I really feel.
I took her to Chicago with me for I had some shows in Chicago.
Thanks for being worried about me. Go ahead, talk about your white woman.
Okay, let me go ahead.
See, first he couldn't say anything. Now he just can't wait to brag.
Dan, you met her. She's awesome, right?
Why would you think I wouldn't? Are you expecting my disapproval?
I cannot. You're right. You're right.
Let me ask you this.
First of all, I was.
Go ahead.
Russ, why? Look, what do you. I was with Dan the day he met his white woman. Why couldn't? Was
I don't even think I got a chance to finish my sentence from like 20 minutes ago.
I don't think you got a chance to visit your sentence 6 months ago last time he was here.
We stayed on today, even though I feel bad, just so we could at least promote your Addison thing.
You mean the show that's in Addison? Two shows tonight, two shows tomorrow?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You mean that?
But I
did you take us away just now?
I'm about to. Go ahead. Go ahead. Listen to Russ.
Russ.
I really thought at one point around 3:30 I was just going to have to leave.
Yeah, I was actually really hoping to come yesterday because...
I know. You told that story. It was a great one. Tell it again if you want.
You know what? I was going to tell a great tale of how I wanted to see you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not doing it. I'm looking at Russ.
I'm running.
No, you're
console.
About to start a soundtrack, and I'm.
That's your mic. I'm having to ride your levels because you're low.
Oh, am I low? Oh, should I scoot in?
Do whatever you want.
All right. I don't like.
So how, wait, what story like are you gonna finish?
I don't like how you ratted me.
who ratted you?
Russ, I wanted to see you yesterday. I was gonna come in here, but you weren't here.
What's that to do with you dating a white woman? Do you want
no
to come
idea.
Brag yesterday?
I did.
Guess what
yeah.
I got?
Yeah. I was like,
how was it?
It's fresh after Christmas. It was a white Christmas.
I'm going to guess you've also dated black women.
It's my first white woman, actually.
Okay. Is this how long you've been dating?
Have you not been a part of this whole thing? About a year.
Really? You're going to ask him that?
No.
You started right. like four different.
You're right. Yeah. All right. Dan, I give you credit for that.
Sorry. Dating white women any different than black women? We've talked about this on the air before. I don't think a sister would put up with my crap.
That's probably true. Like which that's what I love. I love that about dating black. It's like you date black women. It's like call you and your stuff, man. I want to say stuff. I had to think consciously about saying stuff just now, but
I get it. Call you on your crap.
Well, I mean, like, not every, but like, you know, most, yeah. It's like, I'm from Decatur, Georgia. I mean, I've only dated black women ever. She, this one is my current white woman. Is
So a year. That's about the...
A year, man. It's like, it's...
You weren't, were you in production yet or pre-production for Bad Judge?
No, I was out of Jerks with Cameras from MTV. I was about 4 months out of work. So we met when I wasn't working.
Hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
That way it helps you feel like she's not after you for your money.
Thank you, Dan. Thank you, Dan.
Sorry, I didn't realize you needed to fill in your own gaps.
Yep.
I was just trying to think if, you know.
It makes more sense if I don't say it. You know what I mean?
If he'd finally gotten a position of, hey, I got my sitcom on NBC. Time to date a white woman.
It is interesting how that synced
up. Because I've made it.
It did. I mean, I was going out with some girls, and she was like, actually, here's the, like, I don't know if you've ever gone out like, you know, a few girls at the same time, and then once you choose one, the other ones get upset. But I feel like women do that all the time. I feel like women date like multiple dudes, and they go like, "Oh, he, they'll go out to dinner with like a couple guys at the same time."
Why would you tell any of them that you're dating somebody else?
Dude, I'm an honest guy, man.
Dude, you better shake that.
Hey, man, white woman, black woman, shake it.
You got to lose that honesty.
There's nothing to be gained from that.
I was like, hey, I'm kind of going out with somebody now. They're like, what? You were going out with me and her at the same time? I'm like, well, yeah. And it was a trip because they were like, I can't, really? I'm like, I wasn't the only dude taking you to dinner. Right?
I don't understand the reason to tell them. Did you get like pinned into a scheduling conflict of, yeah, I can't because I got a date with?
No, I was tired of sponsoring dinners. So I had to like let them know, like, this dinner's not going to happen anymore. I'm only taking one person to dinner. Your dinners are cut off.
So
right?
Was it so bad that these girls were calling you saying, hey, baby, you going to take me out?
They kind of wondered what happened. And I was like, look, man. I said, look, you were in the same league. You had the same number of games. You didn't make it to the playoffs.
Oh, my God.
Well, you were done with them by then anyway.
Kenzie,
so
don't act like this is foreign.
That is so boring.
Women do that to dudes all the time. I've been out with plenty of women who are dating like a couple guys, and then one dude does better, quote unquote. And then she's like, I'm gonna go out with somebody exclusively. We can't go out anymore. And I'm like, oh, he won. I spent five dinners trying to get you. I didn't even know you were going out with anybody. I'm not wrong. Don't treat me. Why am I wrong right now? Why am I wrong?
I'm not looking at you. No. First of all, stop focusing on Kenzie. You're not going to get any type of cohesive response. Or...
Really?
I'm just trying to stay. You're not boring. I'm trying to stay conscious.
Yeah, no, I mean, like, I feel like that's a good topic.
What?
Of, like, why? Like,
sponsoring why, dinners. How many why like, women chicks can do it, but, why can't a guy?
I've never been in any relationship where they told me they were going out with somebody else, or
but
I told
women
them
don't
anything.
Ever say it. They're like, yeah, I'm dating a couple guys. Like which means they're eating they're getting dinners. It's a Thursday. I'm
well,
getting
dinners. Well, if they don't say it, how did you know it?
Because they're women.
So you're just assuming?
No, I'm not checking. I'm just turning it off.
Is it ringing?
It is ringing.
Well,
it's my
answer.
Manager. You want to ask?
Well, not answer. The manager. It's better if it's one of your ex-girlfriends calling.
No. Hey, I'm on the radio right now. I can't talk.
Okay. Do you want to call you later?
Yep.
Okay. Who's that? Is that your white girlfriend?
It was a white woman, but it was not my. It was not my girlfriend.
You got a white manager?
Yeah. All Jewish. Russ, I live in Hollywood. All Jewish. Actually, my girlfriend's Jewish.
Wow.
Yeah. She's not like Jewish. She's like not double Jewish. She's like single Jewish.
I'm going to turn my mic off, let him go for a while.
I don't understand. How can you be? What are the different levels of being a Jew?
Alfie is giving me so much crap back there right now. Her mom is Jewish, but she's not like practicing Jewish. How do you say practicing Jewish without making a sound?
You can say Jew. I think Jew's okay.
Can you say Jew?
Yeah.
She's not a practicing Jew. See, that sounded weird to me just now.
It does, but I've heard Jews refer to each other as Jews. It's not
like they're
the,
Christian. Like they're Christian. I'm Christian, so like so it works. It works out. Like she's. Hey guys, let's just be honest. She's awesome. So can we move on?
You're the one that brought up that she was.
Oh boy,
Jew.
Where's that jacket?
It's right next to you.
Oh boy. All right.
Go ahead.
So are you worried about her?
No, she's great.
She's trying to convert you over to Judaism?
And honestly, Dave, you met her early. We were like...
He's not listening to me.
Doing this on show.
I met you in... I saw you in Austin. When was that? Was that September?
Sure.
You don't even remember?
I think it was like August. Whatever. But yeah, no, I met her. She is very nice. She's lovely. And I'm wondering, why is you're so scared to talk about her Judaism?
And why there are different levels and why you felt the need to tell me what level.
I don't want to tell you the levels because I don't know if there are levels.
A super Jewish woman, but she's pretty, pretty, pretty Jew.
Yeah, is she like fists on
Russ,
hips Jewish?
Who said that? Russ, I never said pretty, pretty, pretty Jew.
I don't even know why you brought up that she was Jewish, short of the fact that you said
I was letting you,
everybody in Hollywood. You're telling me everybody in Hollywood?
No, I was. You asked me for my manager.
Slow down.
You said, was my manager Jewish? And I go, yes.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
I said, was your manager white?
And then you said...
Is that your white woman? Go, no.
Oh, you're right. Okay.
And then you offered up that your manager is Jewish, and then you said you're represented by all Jews, as if to let us all know that that's how you know you've made it.
Well, he said all of Hollywood was represented by Jews.
Well, I'd never said it.
All right, didn't he say all of Hollywood?
Yes, Jews of many, many, many different levels.
I said I live in Hollywood.
Yes, so right now you're doing wonders for stereotypes.
Look, man, agent manager.
That's a Jewish community
my agent
run
and
Hollywood?
Manager, all Jewish.
Is it a requirement that you have to date a Jewish woman?
I didn't say that. But if
did it help?
It's not hurting.
Oh my god.
Let's be honest.
I don't want to
Let's
say that.
Aren't you so? Aren't like I have so much fun when I come on the show. Aren't
Am I having fun?
Are you not?
Yes.
You haven't passed out. I take that as a good sign.
And I still feel exactly like I did 2 hours ago.
Did you? Do you? Did you? Do you?
You did get a hug from Tone.
Yeah. That's when I smelt something on him.
Smelt?
Yeah. A whiskey.
Oh. Got 2 shows tonight, by the way.
I can also smell other things.
Mm-hmm. To you, it's a beard.
Was it baklava?
Yes, I believe
Come
it was.
Come on. You know that was funny. Don't not laugh at that.
Oh, God. I had to think what it was for a second. I went, oh, it's a Jewish food. You crazy black Jews.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
5:31, another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank
Your single traffic brought to you by Geico. Let's get started off in Dallas, northbound on the tollway. Right at Northwest Highway, got an accident blocking the left lane. Traffic there is backed up back from I-35. In Carrollton, northbound I-35, just before Beltline, got a stalled vehicle blocking the right lane. That has traffic backed up back from 635. Into Mesquite now, southbound 635, just after I-30. Got an accident there in the clearing stages. That one has traffic backed up back from Jupiter. And in Trophy Club, westbound 114, right at Solana Boulevard, got a stalled vehicle blocking the left lane. That one has traffic backed up back from Carroll Avenue. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by the College Football National Championship on ESPN. Tonight, overcast and 25. Tomorrow, cloudy. A high of 40. Right now, 38 degrees. A 97.1, the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
Big wheels rolling. Big wheels rolling, moving on. Big wheels rolling, gotta keep them going. Big wheels rolling, moving on.
Tony, you're not paying attention to anything that's going on.
Right? I am. Russ, I am. You haven't even done your voice this time.
Oh, well, I'll get around to it. I just wanted to scare you with a country bumper.
I looked away on purpose on that.
Is it too awkward?
I looked away because I heard that and I was like, oh, there's a black church burning on the news at this point. And I was like, it don't look right. Something's not right about this whole thing.
Which channel are you watching?
I'm watching this Fox one over here.
Oh, number two.
Is it a different story now?
Yeah, it changed. But it was like a black church in Oak Cliff that was burning down as you were playing country music. And I was like,
oh, I didn't see that.
He wasn't soundtracking that.
Yeah, though. I was like,
no.
Yeah. I know Russ wouldn't do that.
I wasn't watching TV like you were. all right. Why don't we finish news?
We can certainly do that.
Tony, you can stay, right?
Yep.
What time is your thing tonight at the Improv?
8, Earl. I got an 8 and a 10. 10:30? Is it 10:30? 8 o'clock and a 10:30. I should know what time I got to work.
You really should.
It's 8 o'clock and a 10:30. Let me tell you something. Before you start news, last night was magical. It's my 7-year anniversary for doing stand-up. Did you know that?
I saw you post about that this week. This week is your anniversary.
Yeah. I started stand-up 7 years ago this week in Dallas. So it's nice to be back at my home club. And so last night was amazing. So let's hope the rest of the week goes the same way.
I forget. What's your website?
ToneBell.com. Old white guys always go, Tome. I'm like, that's not a name. Why would you say that?
Tone. And Tone's not short for Tony.
It's Anthony, yeah.
Oh, it is?
Anthony.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, my real name is Michael Anthony Bell, but like people just say Tony or Tone. So like ToneBell.com. So Tone, not Tome. Oh, wait, guys. Tone Bell.
Dude, you are so NDD-ish. You're distracted by everything.
Oh, that's not okay.
It's not the first time I've said it.
Yeah, but like...
To you.
But I felt it. Maybe I never cared before, but this time it just felt wrong. It felt so bad this time.
Do you plan on drying out between now and your shows tonight?
Yeah, I need to. Absolutely. Yeah.
I'll just take the whiskey away from you.
Yeah, take the whiskey away. 8 and 10:30 tonight.
I don't know how. I can't stretch alcohol out that long. If I had started that early in the day, I'd be out by 7:30.
I was hanging out with my old coworkers. Like I used to, you know, my corporate gig. I was hanging out with them earlier, and now they went to like, it's like you go to lunch and have a couple of drinks, and I was like, oh, yeah, no problem. And it just turned to like six drinks.
Got real ugly.
Yeah, for ticket info tonight, Addison Improv, 972-404-8501.
Okay. Go ahead.
Well, Cosmo and its everlasting genius has new news for women, and they say, there are 5 things that you should not stress about in your relationship. This is for the ladies.
Okay.
Number 1, if he gives terrible gifts. Most guys are not into creating scavenger hunts with rose petals and jewelry. If he's really clueless, just send him a link to what you really want next time.
Well, why is it I got to be buying you stuff?
Right?
Well, it could be just general gifts. It doesn't mean it could be for birthday, it could be for Christmas, or in Tone's case, Hanukkah.
Did you celebrate Hanukkah since you're
I did not, but there's a menorah in our house. There's a menorah in my apartment for that. But like, okay, let's get, like, I heard Neil Brennan say once that.
Who's that?
He's co-creator of the Chappelle Show.
Okay.
Neil Brennan. He goes, women don't care about gifts. They love about the inconvenience of giving them. Which I agree with. I agree with. Women love, like maybe I say it the, maybe I didn't say that correctly, but like that's basically the gist of the joke.
And how much time and trouble it took.
Exactly. It doesn't matter what it is, but how far did you go to get it? And like how, like, did you struggle?
Did you pick it up between work and the house?
Did you almost didn't get it?
I specifically went to a flower store out of my way just so you'd enjoy them more.
Mm-hmm. Oh my goodness, this is not even their season, and you got it anyway. And like, and
I also got you some out of season fruit. Eat it, bitch.
And what do you get? A hug.
See, that's the problem with beginning of relationships. If you start with the gifts, and it's a bad precedent because then they expect it all the time. Well, the romance is gone. I can't buy you something every damn day. You don't deserve something every damn day. Especially the days that you bitch about it. With my gift today.
You used to. I know. I was trying to get you. I'm broke now because I spent all my money trying to get you.
Yeah, how much did you spend on me in the beginning of the relationship? How many gifts did you buy me? Nothing.
All you spent was time.
You probably pegged it when you said you were tired of sponsoring dinners.
Actually, I don't know if actually reminds me of the actress Taraji P. Henson.
I was going to ask you about her.
This actually
I couldn't remember
to
who it was that made this statement.
She's an actress. She's in the new Fox show Empire that they are constantly promoing. She was on the Wendy Williams show yesterday, cut number 6 in the audio.
Okay.
She was talking about how bad men are at dating now. She is 44, just to so you know.
All right.
To date, I mean, guys don't court anymore. They don't court. Take me out to dinner. Say you're going to pick me up at a certain time.
Yeah.
I remember dating should be an event, you know?
Yes.
You like the guy, so you want to get pretty for him, so you spend all day in the
spot.
What happened to that?
I don't know. I haven't been out there in a while. So what do guys do?
They think
you by the hair and throw you in the bed?
Some.
Oh.
And others
wow.
think that they can take you to Chipotle or griddle pancakes and then jump in the sack.
Got it.
And it's like, yeah. I'm worth more than pancakes.
Well, maybe you should date older guys then.
But then they have issues.
Down there. Yeah. Gotcha. Got you.
All right, just so we're clear on this, where do I need to take you to get sex?
Yeah, we've established she's a whore.
Yes.
You're just haggling over price.
That's
at this
right.
point.
Yeah.
It's very rare in this day and age you get a woman to actually admit that.
I think I'm a little worth more than the only pancakes you're going to get is when I shoot on your belly.
it's like, I don't know, man. It's like, are you worth feeding?
I don't know.
Like,
if I like Chipotle, why wouldn't you like it?
I love Chipotle.
I mean, like, here's the thing. That statement is true if this were the 50s or 60s, right? Because a lot of women didn't work then. Like, it's a different time. Like, there were a lot more, like, women at home and stuff like that. So it was like
a lot of more
like, let me show you something else that you don't normally get to see. But, like, I mean, I meet a lot of women now that just go, like, I don't need you. I can afford my own dinner. So it's like, well, what am I here for?
Yeah. Well, why is it I never see you reach for your purse when the check gets here?
Yeah. You know what? Race me.
Even just make the motion like you were going to go for your purse.
Yeah.
Just fake it.
And then let me go, you know what? No. I got this. You tip.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I don't
have any
money.
And then drop me off because you have a better car than me. You pick me up in a Benz because I drive a Prius.
Drive a Prius?
Yeah, man. I feel my ticket. Russ, don't look at me like that, man. I filled up my car for $24 last week. In L.A., that's crazy.
What are gas prices in L.A. now, right now?
$2.50, $2.45, something like that.
I was going to say, I filled up my Kia for $20 last week.
Yeah. I mean, like,
well, $2.50.
Premium is like $2.80, if I mean, $2.79 maybe.
That's not bad for California. That's not bad for here.
Yeah.
I mean, it is right now, but gas prices obviously aren't going to stay under $50 a barrel.
But we all remember a year ago. Let's get back to dinner.
I like it, though, when gas prices drop, people start looking at big vehicles again. Like, the gas prices are going to stay right there. Have you not watched gas prices, oil prices, over the past 100 years? it's not going to stay in any one spot.
I love people that believe in like a UConn hybrid. I love when people believe in stuff like that. It's like, they don't really, it's like those, it doesn't exist for real. I mean, like, I get like, you may put $20 less, but like, it doesn't, it's not the same.
It's not really saving the environment.
It's not green. You know what I mean? It's like, you can't give me a 9-seater SUV and say, oh, it's only costing me $85 to fill that up instead of $110. It's the same car. You put a smaller gas tank in it. Am I alone? Do I sound better? I'll be alone.
Profoundly depressed about it.
Yeah. I live in LA, man. Like, and you don't see it anymore. Like, the only people that drive those are like taxi or like limo drivers who have to drive.
Everything in LA is small. Most people are buying smaller cars. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, pretty efficient. Unless you have like crazy money, and then you drive like whatever new Benz or Beamer is out.
Like Schwarzenegger used to drive his Humvee around.
That's a hell of a reference you just threw out there.
Why?
Nobody mentions Schwarzenegger anymore.
Oh.
But I do like my.
I feel bad for him now.
But like my street is a I live in a really nice neighborhood. Couple of townhouses, couple houses, like few
is that apartments. When they made you start dating the white woman?
In a really good neighborhood?
Mm-hmm. Or did you do that so people would feel
safe? You might be onto something. I don't know.
It's part of the HOA.
Damn it, Dan. You were not supposed to jump in there.
I couldn't.
But there's somebody in my street that's driving a Hummer, and I'm like, you live in an apartment. You shouldn't have a Hummer.
Maybe they don't put their money in the car. I don't know.
I see that on it. It's like even in my complex is not exactly high end as far as apartment living, but there's still like all sorts of luxury cars. It's just people's choices.
What makes you think you deserve dinner? Getting us back to the dating thing. I'm worth more than that.
I mean, I'll take.
Well, you know what? If you're paying, you get to choose. Now, I've never taken a chick to a cheap place on a first date.
You wear a blazer? What do you wear? Collar shirt. You wear a shirt with a collar, yeah. Probably. Yeah. Like I
have normal clothes.
Do
I just
you?
Don't dress up here. Why? What am I? What's the purpose?
I agree with that. Oh, you trying to defend your pantslessness last time?
I had on clothes. You make it sound like I was just sitting here with my hanging out, which can be done.
Was your hanging out?
Nope. But I could.
I don't think.
And there won't be much to it. Don't.
Where are we going?
I was trying to think.
Where are we going?
I ain't buying you dinner.
You guys are on the same page.
I'm certainly not going to sit here naked. You haven't bought me dinner yet. Mm-hmm.
Like if I were in my early 20s now and I was trying to take a girl out, I would absolutely go for like the Applebee's or Chili's 2 for $20 because I'm like, we both get. We get everything, and it's efficient. If you really care about me, you'll appreciate this thriftiness. Right?
I don't know. I always pick places that I thought that I would enjoy and that she would kind of be impressed by, but it was always
what
I could afford. But like, back in my 20s, it wouldn't have been someplace super nice. A lot of times, Steak and Ale was nice in my 20s.
Steak and Ale is pretty good.
Salad Bar.
Steak and Shake.
No.
Girl, you get a burger and a milkshake.
$4.10. Okay, maybe.
That's important.
I don't understand the concept of you have to do all this. If I spend all this time getting prettied up for you, then you have to take me to a certain place.
Why? Why do you deserve all this?
Yeah,
now, I'm not saying you're not worth it, but like, can I find out first before I invest?
I have to justify myself to you?
Why is Kenzie looking like, you should just buy me a steak no matter what? Like, when you meet me, you should be like, hello, my name is Tone. Here's a steak.
I'm the complete opposite of that.
Kenzie's somebody you could just.
Kenzie's looking at me like, this is the reason I wasn't here last time he was here.
No, she's not. I told you, do not look at her face for a response. It's going to confuse you every time.
You make women sound horrific.
No, I'm not trying to.
Most of them do that on their own.
I love the idea of women.
No,
I do.
You're right. It was a good concept in the beginning.
I love women. All I want to do is be with women and women. But then you start, you know, like.
Not all of them are bad. They're just like this chick that was on a Wendy Williams show, whoever that was.
Taraji. She's
beautiful. She's beautiful. Like,
but it's that attitude of men don't know how to court. Maybe you don't know how to, not repay, but, you know, show appreciation.
I mean,
when men do court, maybe men have gotten into the situation of not being good at it. You going to let me finish?
Sorry, I was about to stop, Russ. Why is Russ doing this right now?
Go ahead.
That's his sickness is getting.
Finish.
No, you're talking about, Taraji was saying what? Go ahead.
I have no clue.
You don't deserve the nice dinner.
Maybe you didn't show the appreciation. I don't mean by sex, just don't expect, maybe say something during dinner like, this is really not, this, you know, we don't have to come here. At least throw that offer out.
At least once.
A genuine, right? A genuine thank you, as opposed to thanks, and then you bolt.
I will say this, like every time my Jewish girlfriend and I will go out, she says thank you after, like she pays sometimes, but when I pay, she goes thank you, and I'm like, you're welcome. Like,
I never noticed that until just now.
It's a weird.
I can't think of a lot of times. There are a lot of times I took women to dinner that they didn't say thank you.
It's like this is not I don't know when
it was just that full blown expectation of. He's going to pick up all the hoop. That's what's going to happen. He's going to pick up the check.
I deserve to eat. And I'm like, look, I get you're hungry, but like, is this what dating is? Or like, do we get a chance to know each other? Or do I have to feed you?
I think some women, it sounds like they want the food first.
Here's a bag of bitch chow. Eat that. Purina just started making it for you.
You want some Cheez-Its? I got some Cheez-Its.
Yeah. If you start acting right, maybe you get real food if you can unbitch it.
Eat some of these and have some ginger ale. We'll be good.
That is the whole point, though. It's in her mind, she's got herself built up as, oh, I'm worth this much. But as guys, we don't know that. We just met.
Hey.
Maybe Chipotle to a guy.
Seriously.
Some chicks love Chipotle, by the way.
If that's all he can afford.
Mm-hmm. And then.
And obviously, she's just whoever the woman is.
Taraji Henson.
Taraji?
Taraji.
Taraji. She obviously thinks all, or she's just dating men with money. Because you can't equate where they can afford to take you with how good of a person they are.
She's probably pretty well off at this point. So she's probably dealing with a different caliber of dude. But like, she's not even a dude that's a manager of a DSW warehouse. You know what I mean?
Well, if she's got that much money, why should the guy?
She still wants to be courted, even if she's the breadwinner.
Well, the nice that you pay, you pick.
I think that's an idea.
What?
I think a lot of times they think that's an idea of like, I want a regular dude is fine, but you're not going to date a branch manager of a Wells Fargo.
Oh, if you're a celebrity actress.
Yeah,
type.
If you're like a 7-figure girl and you're not going to date a dude that makes 60 grand a year. I mean, like it sounds good. Like I want a regular guy, but like you don't have the same interest.
Well, she's complaining about something that men don't know how to court. I don't think rich guys have an issue with that. Because they're going to go to nice places regardless.
Yeah, because a rich guy is used to showing off.
Or they're just used to going to nice places.
Yeah.
But if Chipotle's all you can afford, you eat it and be happy about it.
I feel like I'm digging myself a real big hole here both of my shows tonight if somebody has heard me.
Why?
On here. Because I feel like my opinion, I mean, I do agree with this opinion of, I feel like we all agree on this.
Well, I feel a bonding happening.
Yeah, I feel like we all agree.
Yeah.
But at the same time.
Why would somebody hurt you? Oh, heard you.
Heard me, yeah, heard me.
Oh.
Sorry, did I say hurt?
No,
I thought I said hurt.
I thought that's what you said.
Oh, no. Like if somebody heard me on the show today and like,
we're not saying all women. We're saying bitches.
And they know. They know it.
And even women will say that. I don't expect that. Well, then you're not a bitch.
There's somebody in their car right now. They're like, there's some girl in the car. They're like, oh, you know what? Apparently, well, then I'm a bitch. But
and then, you're right. And then there's the ones that embrace it.
Yeah. They embrace it.
Excuse me a second. Yes, Crystal.
Hi.
Yes?
I just wanted to talk about the woman on the Wendy show and the guy that's taking her wherever. If you're classy, you're going to have that gentleman take you to somewhere nice. If not, then he's not for you. But a woman needs to act the proper way if they want a certain thing, right?
What is the proper way to act to be taken to a nice place?
Well, of course. But I would be very grateful.
I'll dress up like a whore?
I would be grateful if somebody took me to Chipotle because I'm interested in them. And if that's, if I'm interested, I'm going to like that and I'm going to appreciate it too. And I've always said thank you.
Well, don't get double meat though. Like, just get single meat. Don't get double meat. Don't overstep your boundaries too quick. You know what I mean? Regular rice, a little lettuce.
What he's saying is don't just ordering everything you can get your hands on because somebody else is paying for it.
I'm sorry, what?
I hate it. Bye. I hate it when chicks don't even. You look at the menu and go, that damn steak is like $65. I'll have the steak. First of all,
oh boy.
At least see what maybe I'm thinking about. Ask me, hey, what looks good to you? So you can kind of, as the woman, get a feel for how much I can afford or how much I plan on spending. And you know you ain't going to eat all that steak.
Mm-mm. Not one at that price.
Like if I take years ago, if I took a woman out to eat and you only eat half your meal, like, I'm going to take this to go. I'm like, well, then that's not yours. I took you to dinner. You don't take food home. Okay. So if you don't finish, those leftovers are mine. Because that 4 ounces of steak that you didn't eat is going to be great with some scrambled eggs that I make in the morning. You know what I mean? Like, I need that for myself. You're not, I don't owe you that, Russ. Russ, I don't.
I agree with you.
I think right now Russ might be thinking,
I'm just thinking, how long have you had this
idea? This,
yeah.
This, this is 06 to 2012.
Okay. So it's got nothing to do with who you're dating now.
No, but she goes, she goes.
No, I said nothing,
dude. No, but
dude.
But
you're making me say, dude.
But he hasn't caught anything.
No, I did catch it. But she goes like, we don't have to go there. We can just like go grab. We go to a diner.
I never thought about that with takeout stuff. I'd say give me a doggy bag. I don't know if I'd be ballsy enough to go. Da, 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 da.
I think
that's my food.
Damn it, Russ.
I think you have to do that. We need to get you on a date and do that.
Oh, you'll get
it. Why is it you guys want me to start dating on a normal basis again just so I could terrorize these chicks?
You know you'll have fun. You know you would have fun telling a chick after dinner, that's my leftover.
I would love for you to go out on a date right before I come in town, and then we'll talk about this. I can't. Please, will you? Will you?
Do you want me to date a black woman? So
that I would love to see.
I still don't think a sister would put up with me.
But it'd be fun to try.
They would love your hair. They would love your hair. Look, why is it? They laughed. I didn't. I'm saying that. I think they.
It was just a weird thing to pick. They would love your hair. I choose that.
Black women love goatees. I grew facial hair out for that for that reason.
I thought you were going to shave that beard off. Dan said he thought you were going to have to shave it.
When somebody.
Well, it's almost gotten to the point
for the
now.
Show, for the show, I thought they were going to make me shave it, but they didn't.
Oh, okay.
It's almost to the point now it looks fake.
I have nothing to do.
Doesn't it?
It does.
Me and you both?
You're not even shaving your neck.
I'm not. I don't have a job right now.
So you want to look the part?
Well, I'm doing. Okay.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
604. This is KEGL, Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by the Advanced Vaping System from Finn. Starting off in Dallas, northbound on the Tolley, right at Northwest Highway. Got an accident blocking the left lane there. Traffic is backed up back from I-35. Also in Dallas, southbound I-35. Right at Commerce Street, got a stalled vehicle blocking the two center lanes. Traffic there is backed up back from the 35-183 split. About a half hour delay through it. In Carrollton, northbound I-35, just before Beltline, got a stalled vehicle blocking the right lane. Traffic's backed up back from 635. In Garland, southbound 635, just before La Prada, got a stalled vehicle blocking the HOV lane there. Traffic's jacked up back from Forest. And finally, in Trophy Club, westbound 114, just before Kirkwood, still got that stalled vehicle blocking the center lane. Traffic there is now backed up back from South Lake Boulevard. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
So you don't mind drinking here, but you're not going to drink at the Improv.
No, I'm definitely going to drink in the Improv. But, I mean,
right.
Like, the second show.
I asked you earlier if you were going to dry out between now and your
Like before the show, probably, like, not between now and before my set. But during my set and then in between the next set, You know, and then during the second set, then you.
I drink during the set.
I have a system. I have a system, Russ.
Not here, but
this system has not failed me yet.
Okay. So I shouldn't feel offended that you'll be drunk here. But you'll also be drunk when you're at the improv.
Well, I thought that maybe you were going to feel better today, and then we would drink together, which is why I came. Cue sad Full House music.
I stayed, even though I still feel like I'm going to pass out. I stayed because you were coming.
Such a dirty joke I wanted to make just then. But yes, I appreciate that, man. You know when I come in, like I said, I tried to come yesterday and come see you, but you were out. So I love to come see you.
When are you at the improv tonight? 8 and 10:30.
8 and 10:30, and then tomorrow at 8 and 10, I believe.
Are you doing Sunday show at all?
We're figuring it out. Seven.
Someone's trying to figure out some money.
7:30 tomorrow.
Is just
9:30 tomorrow.
Oh, you're looking at somebody behind me. I thought you were zoned out talking to yourself. I didn't realize you were.
I'm looking at one of the managers of the improv, 7 and 9:30 tomorrow is for the improv.
I didn't know that. You just looked like you were searching for an answer.
Yeah, over your left shoulder.
It was like.
Maybe it's on my website, tonebell.com.
Tonebell.com. You thought I was gazing over?
I thought you were gone.
do you feel better now knowing there's a person behind you, behind Alfie?
Yeah, because I didn't know if I was reading him wrong, because I still feel like I'm going to pass out. Or
that's a funny visual.
He just lost it.
And you know what? Russ was so nice not to call you out on it.
Yeah, I mean, earlier, like, I've done it a couple times, and you let it go.
At one point, I was going to go, what the f*** is wrong with you?
He's looking at an individual.
I'm looking at Earl. Earl.
I didn't know anybody was in the studio behind me other than Alfie.
Well, you know, I guess normally y'all send somebody to pick me up. This one I had a ride this time, so like I'm looking at my ride. So like, normally,
I understand everything now. You don't have to explain why he's here. Yeah.
How about we'll keep it simple. 8 and 10:30 tonight for tickets to the Improv to see Tone Bell, improv.com 972-404-8501.
Yep. Hey, how was the broadcast this morning? Channel 47.
Very, you know, they were very.
I always say call it something else, because when you say the broadcast, if people haven't heard us talk about this before. You don't know. Nobody has any idea what you're talking about.
Alfie and I were talking about that this morning in the break room. We came up with an alternate title, Dallas Bitches. And if you want to make him feel better, put a comma in between the two.
But
an exclamation point at the end?
Mm-hmm.
But the name of the show is called The Broadcast, and it's Channel 47's version of The View.
They were very nice.
See, you got it? See, Kenzie didn't know that.
So how
was it?
They were very nice. We took a couple selfies. I'll go back.
I think that's enough.
Yeah.
I would agree.
I don't get why the improv keeps taking the comedians to the broadcast.
It was
no offense to them, but they know they have no viewers. Mm. They know it.
They have like 19 people.
That might be pushing it. Tone, I'm not kidding.
It was a cooking segment. I didn't stay for that. I had to go back to bed. But it was
what time they have you on?
Ooh, 9:30, 10 o'clock. Okay. 10 o'clock I was on. It was fun. Like they were very nice. They were very nice. I mean, it was fun. Like I knew they didn't know who I was, which matched the fact that I didn't know who they were.
But you're on a yeah. They knew about the sitcom Bad Judge.
Yeah. I mean, cordiality was apparent.
Yeah, but see, you're a network star.
Well, I'm a network old star in 2 weeks, Russ.
You still got 2 canceled sitcoms on your resume.
Okay. Well, I'm actually, can I plug something real quick? I'm actually doing a show on Fox coming on Friday nights called World 20s Fails. I'm a panelist on a couple episodes coming up. Terry Crews hosts it.
And, when does this start?
Next week, the 16th.
Terry Crews.
From Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Terry Crews, the big black guy from Expendables.
Yeah, I like him.
Yeah, That's how Russ knows.
I do. Very nice. I mean, unbelievable guy. Like, very nice.
I can't stand Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
No? I think it's a funny show.
It must be. It's first couple of weeks on the air, whatever. It won a Golden Globe or?
Yeah, I think it was like Best New Sitcom last year.
I think a lot
like
of folks on the show are very nice. I think they're very talented. I think it's a well-written show.
It just, to me, it didn't seem like, maybe I haven't watched enough episodes to be fair about it. It didn't seem like they found where they wanted to be. Did you want to be a Barney Miller type comedy?
Yeah.
Did you want to be Beverly Hills Cop-ish? They didn't really seem to
It was just too.
Well, they got renewed and we got canceled, so, you know.
And I believe I've even said that since we've known about Bad Judge being canceled. I went, oh, but Boston or Brooklyn Nine-Nine is still on.
Yeah. Well, I'm doing Terry Crews' new show.
It's so, okay. You're bouncing somewhere else.
Yeah, it's an hour. And I'm on it a couple times this season, so look out for it.
Try not to get it canceled.
I'm going to do my if we get to 13, it's probably not going to be on anymore because I'm on it.
We were in the middle of a break, weren't we?
Yeah, we were. I need to do weather.
Oh, all right.
Weather is sponsored by Farmers Insurance. Tonight, overcast and 25. Tomorrow, cloudy and 40. Right now, it is 37 degrees. The 97.1 The Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
I don't like it anymore.
You've never liked it.
It changes all the time, too.
Yeah, it does.
Seems to be changing more frequently.
Hang on. You mean the news feed or the template that Facebook uses?
Minor changes that the that Facebook uses as far as the template goes. It'll change.
Okay. So when I pull up my page, what do I have to click on just to see my stuff?
Pull it up right now. We'll do this together.
All right. Let me see if I got it bookmarked. Facebook. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, sign in.
Okay. All right, now, right now.
Yo.
This is, you're basically looking at the news feed right now.
Okay, normally I go over here where it says Russ Martin.
Click on that.
Click on that.
Okay, and that is your page.
Yeah.
That is your profile view. Okay, got it.
Now, this looks a lot like what I saw yesterday.
Okay, yeah, that is your profile page. So where's Tim Matheson?
I think it's under the comments of when I posted. See right here?
Right,
got it. Just says, well, S. Yeah. Then there's a link. I think it's under the comments on that page. I'm not clicking on it now.
No, I understand. I'm just saying. I just wanted to make sure that...
That you and I are on the same page, and it appears...
What do you think I am? I'm 77, and you're telling me how to work a VCR?
Yeah, when you were over there, it was really like you were. It was like your dad, and you're trying to explain to him how to use
I'm not.
The
I wasn't explaining anything. I'm just making sure we're looking at the same stuff.
Because... Okay, which one has to be on channel 3? Just so I know, which page has to be on channel 3?
Your profile page. News feed.
What if I want to record something from it?
Oh, no. Which remote do I use?
Because I think I got this figured out.
God, I remember doing that with my grandmother.
There is no easy way around that.
Mm-mm.
It's a flow chart. It's really almost like an ugly version of algebra.
Yes.
Okay, well... I want to record something off, let's just talk, broadcast television.
Yes.
I want to record something off channel 21.
Okay.
Okay. Put the TV on channel 3, but I want to record on
And also it says I could use channel 4 sometimes.
Yeah, it says 3 or 4. How do I know which one?
Don't touch that. Don't ever touch that.
Leave that one alone. Just put the TV on channel 3.
But I want to watch channel 21.
I got it. We're going to get there. And you're going to take the cable box.
Where's that?
It's on top of the TV.
I don't see it.
I'm going to kill you.
Got your mother. How dare you? I just want to record something on channel 21.
I'm about to tell you how. You ready? Put the TV on channel 3.
But it's on 21.
I think that's one of those things that...
That's a violent... That's just a vicious cycle.
It is, but I think there should be a rite of passage. I think everyone needs to experience something on that level at least once in their life.
I want you to call this old folks home, and before we can give you your license to do whatever, say drive, be a police officer, a doctor,
vote,
whatever. Before you can do that, you got to explain to this old person how to record a TV show off of VCR and a cable box.
I think one time I told my grandmother when she was saying the 3 or the 4 channel, I said, it troubles me that you even know that that switch exists. I wish you didn't. Now forget it.
I looked on the back. I looked on the back of the VCR, and it's got a little switch. It says 3 or 4.
Don't touch that. Don't ever touch it.
Well, how do I decide which one to use?
You don't. It doesn't matter. Just go with 3. You don't need 4.
Why
just go
3?
With 3.
How do you know?
Go because channel 4 is already a channel here locally, so that's going to screw things up.
Channel 3's got to be a channel someplace.
But not in the sense that you're watching something. Just it's the VCR channel. That's channel 3.
What if I want to watch something on channel 4?
Then you can watch something on channel 4.
Well, why do I put the TV on channel 3?
That's in order to record something.
I know this is an old bit, but I think we can milk this teat.
Let's get after it.
Excuse me, I had to fart out my clam.
I understand.
So, the cable box is on what?
What do you want? What channel do you want to record?
I want to watch The Sopranos.
Tell you what. Let's wait 30 years, and I'll get you Netflix.
I don't want Netflix. I want to watch The Sopranos.
Okay.
How do I tape The Sopranos?
Well, you turn your cable box to HBO.
What channel is that? All I see are numbers. I've gone through it I don't know how many times. I don't see any letters that say HBO.
All right. Well, let's do...
this really should be a game at the State Fair of Texas.
Yes. Oh.
Explain to the old person how to record something with a VCR and a cable box.
Those prizes ain't going anywhere. You can put up a new Cadillac.
Make sure you understand the rules before you play.
No kidding.
How do we get up on the old people thing?
I
didn't know how to work Facebook.
Yeah.
Can't you post pictures on Twitter?
Yeah.
Why use Instagram instead of Twitter?
You do both. Like, the reason I saw his Instagram post is because he tweeted it.
Okay.
So, you click on the link, and it takes you to his Instagram, the photo that he had. And the photo is
But you can post pictures on Twitter.
Yeah.
So, why post it on another website?
Man, I don't know. Because you can share among all of them. You can put your settings to where if you... If you, say, make a Facebook post, you can also set your settings to where it'll be tweeted and Instagrammed and God knows what else at the same time.
I'm missing the reason for all these extra social media, social websites that do the same thing as Twitter or Facebook.
But on Twitter, don't you have to go and actually click on the link before the picture will come up, right? It's not just on the wall.
Sometimes you can see a small thumbnail of it, yeah. But it just depends on what it is.
Because on Instagram, the picture's already there. You don't click on anything, do nothing. Pictures.
I get why you'd put it on Twitter instead of Facebook, because Facebook is just chock full of crap.
I post different stuff on all three.
Facebook is nothing more than somebody's white trash photo album. Anything, everything, anything you find, doesn't matter. You took it or you found it laying in the street. It's going in your white trash photo album. Mm-hmm. So what was it Cuban posted?
It was 20 minutes ago. He posted a photo of two of his Mavs players at what I'm assuming is his gym at his house, the Cuban Center.
Okay.
And it's just Monte Ellis is just taking a nice jumper. And he says, Devin Harris, Monte, getting in work. And the second comment was some guy, Tyrone Love You. And it's already been deleted, of course.
Oh, it has?
Yeah. But it was in all caps. Tyrone Love You. The second comment was, I want to F you doggy 69 style. I want to eat it, and then I want to pee in your mouth.
Is he talking about one of Cuban's players or Cuban?
I don't know.
It's just a comment. I don't know if he's talking about Cuban, who's not in the photo. Perhaps Monte or Devin, who are in the photo, and some other guy that's in the photo. I don't know.
Dude, that's crazy gay.
Yeah. Doggy 69 and then water sports. Woo.
Yeah, if you look at any man and all of a sudden that's everything that you want to do, you're the new mascot for for homosexuals. You crazy gay.
Mm-hmm. You may even have
dress you up like a little cowboy.
You may even have some in the LGBT community take a step back and go, you know what? He's on his own. He's on his own faction.
It's like when Jagger talks about us, yeah, saying this is the gayest radio show he's ever heard.
Yep. And he's right.
I wonder why they pulled it down.
I don't know.
It's not like Cuban posted it.
Maybe Cuban deleted it. I don't know. Maybe some. I don't know if you can flag a comment or a post on Instagram, but it was there.
Wasn't
just a minute
anything
ago.
Defamatory. In fact, all of it was complimentary.
It is complimentary. That is true. But I guess the language just wasn't. You know, there was an F word in there. So
FU 69U and then whizzed in your mouth.
Mm-hmm. After oral.
Yeah. Some dedication, Jack.
Yeah, doggy 69 oral and then. Water wiggle.
You make it, I want it in my mouth. Sound bites.
This was the exact moment Jagger turned on his radio.
Yeah. What's he want in his mouth now?
They're at it again.
I'm just waiting for the day that show just burst into flames. Okay. You got past birthdays. What was the first story? Oh, Garland Police.
Yeah, yeah.
There's my segue. The car on fire.
Mm-hmm. Now rescue them. We'll be heroes.
Yeah, we used to do this when I was a kid before I joined the Garland Police Department. We used to set our girlfriends' houses on fire and save the family. That way they'd owe us.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we may now have sex with our daughter. Brave young man.
Well, but she broke up with me. Doesn't make any difference. You just saved her life. Saved our life. Go ahead and do whatever you need to. I can tell you're a Garland police officer in the making.
I want to make sure we remain friends. Whatever you need.
All right. Dan O'Malley's here with more news.
Thank you, Russ. A Plano man has been arrested after records show he failed to pay almost $56,000 in traffic tolls. Robert Walter Dupree is 41. He was booked into the Denton County Jail after his arrest in the Colony on Saturday. He's charged with four misdemeanor counts of failure to pay tolls. Michael Ray, spokesman for the NTTA, says, "We're talking about someone who is a habitual toll violator."
Well, you're the ones that let him get away with it for, he has what, almost 60 grand?
Yeah.
He says, how many violations is that?
He says he's got two license plates totaling 2,110 violations.
Yeah, after the first 50, I just assume, well, there's not any enforcement. What do I care?
Mm-hmm.
I'll even divvy it up. I'll drive a different car. Alternate cars every other day. Just so it doesn't go. I don't even know why. Obviously, he's got two cars. Maybe his wife doesn't pay him either.
Maybe. According to Ray, Dupree had an outstanding citation issued in 2011 by the DPS.
Ah.
He received a warrant for failing to appear in court for the citation.
Ah.
It caught up with him last week when police say he was pulled over for failing to use a traffic signal.
Damn, really?
Yeah. You forgot your blinker. A survey conducted by NTTA revealed over $53 million in unpaid tolls to the organization.
I still think most of that's because they took down all the toll booths.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's exactly what it is.
I don't care how much money you save or how much quicker it makes it. Should have kept some toll booths.
I'm glad they didn't, though. I mean, it doesn't matter to me because I got the toll tag, and so I'm not a scofflaw like these others. Mm-hmm. But I think another reason why, in addition to increasing traffic flow and supposed to make everything smoother by taking the booths out, it also removes the feeling that you're paying for them.
Oh, yeah, I forget.
I'm much quicker. Like, man, 161, the new south going bush that takes you all the way through most of the mid cities,
Oh.
Saved me 10 minutes getting to my mom's house. It cost me like $8 to get to Grand Prairie to see my mom. But damn it, it's worth it. And part of the reason why is because I'm not handing anyone any money. It just doesn't seem real.
I'll be aware of the toll tag if, like, say I'm going to the liquor store and there are a couple of lights on the service road of 121.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I can just get on the freeway and go around. No, that's probably going to cost me at least $1.50.
Mm-hmm.
On, off, buck 50.
Damn. Yeah, you ain't on, maybe 35 seconds. Nah, it's not really cost effective. I'll set through the two lights. Plus, coming back, the lights won't seem as long anyway. Yeah, I have no clue how much I spend every month on the tollway. I just know on a regular basis they take out like $120.
Okay.
I don't know if that's...
Mine's the $40 one.
Do they charge you per month for toll tags if you use them or not? Because I've got toll tags on all the cars.
No, I think it's just a pay-as-you-go deal. They're all tied
in. I must be using it a lot. They're taking out $120 a pop.
Yeah. Like for mine, it's not a monthly thing. It's just, okay, when you get down to almost nothing of the $40, then it just re-debits your account. But I do know probably one of the best toll roads in Texas, and it bypasses Austin entirely. You going south? So you're trying to go to San Antonio?
I'm not.
I'm just saying.
I'm still not going.
You stop in Round Rock, and you go through this toll road. It feels like it's going way out of the way, but seeing as how going through Austin takes 2 hours.
I'm not going.
It'll cost you like $15. Totally worth it. The only reason I know that was because before...
I wouldn't accidentally miss the Schlitterbahn, would I?
That's on a different road.
Oh. All right.
That was back before it was using the toll tag. It was just doing the zip cash. They just send you the bill. I got the bill from them, and I was like, what the hell was this for? It was like $12, $13. I didn't remember. I was like, this can't be right. And then I looked up what it was. It was like, oh, yeah, that was the Austin bypass. I'm going to send you extra money. Mm-hmm. I'm going to give you a tip. It was so worth it.
I haven't been down there in so long, I have no idea what the freeway looks like. And I don't care because I'm not going.
It looks the same, just a lot more people.
I forgot what I was going to say.
I believe it was you don't care.
Oh, that's right. See? Oh, I had the $53 million.
Mm-hmm.
Now, obviously, we know that's an inflated number.
Right. Because that includes...
So you don't really know how many... You know how many violations you have, but you don't really know what the dollar amount is because they like to add on the administrative fees and the penalties and whatever that they'll take back off when you finally call in to pay.
Right.
These people that are habitual, like the guy with the 2,000 violations.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
Eagle weather brought to you by the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. Tonight, overcast and 25. Tomorrow, cloudy, a high of 40. Right now, 37 degrees at 97.1 The Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
Kids told the parents they didn't really pay any attention. Ah, it's probably a small alligator.
Mm-hmm.
And they find out later it was three hundred pounds
and 8 feet long, otherwise known as big enough to eat your children. Terrifying moments unfolded in Texas after several children found themselves being chased out of a pond by an unexpected guest. And what made them so scared was an 8-foot-long, 300-pound alligator. It showed up in Texarkana as several kids spent the night in a tent in their backyard.
Not an alligator getting Texarkana.
Someone's pet. My guess is...
I normally associate alligators with the coast. Come on to the coast.
Yeah, should be. Especially down, you know, the southeastern states especially. Louisiana, perhaps. That's
why I don't like to get in any lake. Again, if I can't see my feet, I ain't getting in it.
Occasionally, I feel that way as well, but then usually about once a summer, I'll end up at a lake and I'll jump in. But there's always in the back of your mind, I can't see nothing.
Yeah, every time I feel a nibble, I kind of like, oh,
yeah. And you don't know what could be in any lake around North Texas.
Mm-mm. And this is in Texarkana, 800. Jesus.
300 pound, 8 feet long.
Thank you. And there's supposed to have been gators spotted in Lake Louisville, too.
Oh, yeah. There's been a couple different reports of that and those.
Now, are these
big lizards
urban legends? Or
I've seen pictures.
I'm pretty sure I saw one on video on the news.
in Lake Lewis one?
Yeah.
I just don't understand why that wasn't a bigger deal. That's the reason I'm like, I don't know.
I'm sure Lewisville would like to keep it under wraps. You don't really want to run around going, there's a lake in our pool. I mean, a lake in our pool. Alligator in our. See what you did to me, Dan?
That's my bad. I'm sorry. The campers heard the gator. This is the one back in Texarkana. The campers heard the gator and assumed it was a small alligator. The next morning, they saw it swimming in the pond and thought the same thing. That wasn't until it came out of the water and began running after them.
Yeah, you see it swimming in the pond. All you see are a couple of bumps. Its eyes sticking up out of the water. Mm. You know how long it is.
Oh, look, it's a little baby.
Hey, we're going to get laid.
Yeah, he's going to be getting you. Anyway, the gator, according to Mark McDonald, he's a wildlife expert, he said the gator was hunting kids and probably would have killed one if we hadn't got him. It chased them out of the pond, and I went and captured it because I knew it was bigger than what they were describing. He says the gator was stalking his prey. He says regardless of how big the children say an animal is, if they see something in a pond or see something in the woods, parents need to listen to them. This gator was actually stalking those children, and it was a dangerous situation. So now they're going to take it to Canton to where people can look at it.
And then if nobody adopts it, they're going to turn it loose?
Probably, yes.
I looked this up while you were reading the story. Mm-hmm. On land, alligators can only run. They've got a top speed of like 11 miles an hour, which is still speedy. Mm-hmm. But any human, unless you've got some problem, can outrun something going 11 miles an hour.
Yes.
I've already got those chills up and down my back just knowing that something would be chasing me. Because, you know, when alligators run, they kind of lift up. Mm-hmm. You know, they straighten out their legs. Mm-hmm. And just knowing that something's behind me, even though I know I got at least another 4 or 5 miles an hour on it. Mm-hmm. I don't like the fact that it's behind me. But it says here, according to the San Diego Zoo, that's about as fast as they can run, and they don't like to run very long.
Well, and I get that.
Makes it sound like they're lazy.
Well, I wouldn't say lazy. I would just say opportunistic. They know their best chance at getting a meal is going to be whenever that meal's hanging out, just getting a nice drink of water on a bank somewhere. And that's when they get you.
Not only are alligators not likely to chase you a long distance on dry land, they're not likely to attack you at all. Alligators prefer an easy meal. They're patient hunters and will stalk their prey in the water for hours before attacking. But once they attack, they don't like to do a lot of work. Prey that fights back is typically abandoned. And they don't like to attack anything they can't swallow in one gulp. Even large alligators typically choose prey that's relatively small, which is good news for adult human beings.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, good. But this story, it doesn't say how old any of these kids were, so I don't know how big they are.
Well, when you got an alligator that's 2 feet longer than I am,
mm-hmm.
It probably could eat a dog, probably a kid.
Yeah. At the very least, a healthy appendage off of a kid.
Sometimes people think small alligators will make a good pet. In fact, trying to capture an alligator is the most common way people get bitten by one. Even small alligators have more than 80 razor-sharp teeth. While a bite may not be life-threatening, it still requires a visit to the hospital. Large alligators are less common. That's what's even more weird about this one in Texarkana.
Mm-hmm.
But they're the greatest threat to humans because they're big enough to size up as humans are. They'll look at a human as a meal.
Gotcha.
I'm going to biggie size this one. A full-grown alligator that's between 8 and 11 feet could weigh up to 1,000 pounds. That's according to the Smithsonian.
Mm.
Even though these alligators are threats to humans, they're still wary of us. Alligators would still prefer to avoid interaction with people altogether. When people witness an alligator snapping its jaws and growling, they assume it's preparing to attack. In fact, this is a defensive posturing.
Mm.
So I guess just quick lunge towards the alligator. You suck!
As it's hissing at you.
You oh. And they give it the googly eyes.
There you go.
It doesn't sound like really alligators are that big of a threat to humans unless you're just laying there not moving. Because it really does. It sounds like they're lazy. Now, in the water, I lost it. I want to say, I think I saw in here they could swim around 20 knots.
That's moving. That is faster than you can swim.
Yeah. What you got, Alfie?
People calling about alligators in Texas.
Yes, Manny.
I was actually calling. I actually used to have a dwarf caiman as a pet for quite some time.
What is that?
It's a caiman crocodile.
Small one?
It's an alligator. Yeah, it was about a foot.
Was it a crocodile or an alligator?
It was crocodile.
What happened to it?
I had it for a while. Eventually, it escaped out of the cage, and I had a little girl at home, and my wife was not having that whatsoever. So once we found it, it took a full day to find him. He ended up venturing from the living room to our bedroom and underneath the bed. And the wife was the one that actually found it, not me. And I got me a nice phone call at work saying that he got out, and she was not having it or staying at the house until we got it out of there. So
what did you do with it?
To say the least, I ended up giving it to a friend, and he kept it for a while. But, I mean, those things as babies, they are lightning fast. Like, they're much faster as a baby than they are as an adult. And they tire out much faster as an adult than they do as a baby.
Crocodiles and alligators pretty much have the same land speed?
From what I'm aware of, yes.
I also think they're...
They are quite vicious little animals. I tried taking them out a few times, but there's no opportunity to grab them without him getting a finger or two.
What was the reason to have it as a pet?
Well, like you said earlier, they're neat creatures to have.
No, I never said that.
for a small portion of I guess, him living at the house. After a while, you kind of get tired of them. They're very hard to feed. They acquire a lot of food, therefore very expensive.
What do they eat?
Pretty much anything from mice to fish. You can feed them chickens as they get older. I mean, you pretty much feed them anything. You can feed them your cat or your dog if you want to.
What is it, Dan?
I'm not going to do that.
Okay, thanks. And I'm going to guess that's how some of them end up in our lakes. I got to get rid of it. Pet store won't take it. I can't take it to Operation Kindness or Paws in the City.
Mm-mm.
I can't even take it to Jaws in the City. So they just dump it out at the lake.
That's exactly what they do. They're like, hey, you know what? It's an alligator, freshwater thing. Let's put him in there. See, and I think for the most part, alligators and crocodiles are usually about the same size, with the exception of, I think of crocodiles, I think of the ones in Africa that hunt in those rivers, the ones that will eat whole water buffalo, the things that are like, I don't know, 8 tons or something.
Are crocodiles a lot bigger than alligators?
The ones there seem to be.
So I'm going to have to Google crocodiles.
I'm sure there's some sort of different species. There's probably like an American-style crocodile. Then there's the big bitch African crocodiles that will turn Klo into, you know, an amuse-bouche.
Big bitch.
Yeah.
Big bitch lizard.
Like he'll eat Klo, then he'll wait for the, you know, a water buffalo for the entree.
Crocodile size, behavior. Size. Varies greatly between the species, from the dwarf crocodile, which is what the guy on the phone I think said he had, mm-hmm. to the saltwater crocodile.
That's the big bitch.
Could grow to sizes over 23 feet.
Yeah.
That was the length of our RV that we used to have.
And two tons.
God.
Damn it.
23 feet. That means 6 feet of you, Russ, no problem.
23 feet, 4,400 pounds.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, you're just a morsel.
Damn it. I didn't realize they were that much bigger than alligators.
Yeah.
Who would have thought that crocodiles thought of alligators as pussies? Yeah, they're the retarded part of our family. And those lizard eyes. I'm just looking at the different pictures. This is just nasty. This is another reason I don't like to get in water that's not chlorinated.
You want to be able to see everything.
Crocodiles able to replace each of their 80 teeth up to 50 times in their lifespan.
Good Lord.
Next to the full-grown tooth, there are small replacement, a small replacement tooth. Think of it like the that run flat tire that's in your trunk.
Oh, okay. Makes sense.
They just have those as a standby. It could be activated if required. I don't know how you people go to the lake.
I'm not at the lake. I'm not worried about a saltwater crocodile.
Some lakes in Texas, though, you do have to watch out for sharks.
Sharks?
Yeah.
What?
Really?
Yeah, really. Closer to the coast, like the bay around Houston, things like that. Bull sharks can...
Well, I get that, but you're not talking about something in inland.
Right.
They can go kind of far inland as long as there's not any dams.
I'm not worried about anything reaching to the lakes up here that we, you know, like Joe Pool or Possum Kingdom or Levon or something. I'm not worried
I
about
am.
That. Well, you're not going to them anyways.
So I don't even like... Forget about something that large. I don't even like snakes. Water moccasin? I'll crap that lake.
Well, most people have.
Just to see anything else in the lake other than me, I'm not going to have it.
But Alfie is right. Some of the stories that that Jaws, the original, was based on, the book, was attacks that happened inland up a stream in like upstate New York, where kids were swimming off docks in a river and were taken down by a bull shark or something similar.
And? They're just pointing out that there are sharks inland?
That they can, you know, swim up a stream. Ugh. But again, I'm not worried about it in North Texas.
Amityville, as you know, means friendship. Or something like that.
Yeah. I'm more worried about the drunks on the lake than I am what I don't see in the water beneath me.
All right, Alfie, do I want to take one of these before we break?
Guy on line 4 says he's an amateur zoologist.
Yes, Duncan.
Hey, boss, how you doing?
Good.
Listen, I'm an amateur zoologist. I want to let you know, though, that the crocodiles that were native to Africa that Dan was talking about earlier are normally almost twice the length and weight of an American alligator. They're much more aggressive. As a matter of fact, they pretty much just snack on the women that come down to the Nile to wash their clothes and things like that. The guy that owned a crocodile owned a caiman, which is a very small South African variety that are very vicious. And,
Oh, we already talked about most of this.
He's warming
it's
up.
It's hard to tell you how often we actually have them in Texas waterways. The American alligators are everywhere down here.
They're what?
They're everywhere. The American alligators, the ones that are found in the lake with the kids, they're all over the place. They average 9 to 12 feet in length.
And you retards keep going to the lake. No. Just the outside chance that there's one, and I don't know why I keep pointing to Lake Louisville.
That's one that's most of the time in the news.
And you got no problem getting in the water?
I didn't say no problem. I said every time I get into a lake, I think about it, and then I try not to think about it.
And usually I'm in such a busy area, there's so many boats going in and out, there's no animals that are going to come around where we are. Just boats in and out constantly, jet skis buzzing around. I wouldn't go to a park and then go out. No, I wouldn't be comfortable doing that. Mm-mm.
I'm going to guess as you get out on the lake, you start getting drunk, you're going to have just water. What are the chances of there being an alligator anywhere close to me?
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden you've got, what are you doing? How do you do? Oh, that's the aardvark.
Yeah.
Okay, there's an aardvark in the lake.
No, it's Caddyshack too.
Hey, Ant. We need a break here.
Yeah. We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
This is KEGL, Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. Let's get started off in Dallas. Northbound on the Tolley right at Northwest Highway, got an accident blocking the left lane. Traffic there is backed up back from I-35 in Carrollton. Sorry, also in Dallas, southbound I-35. Right at Commerce Street, got a stalled vehicle there being cleared out. Traffic there is jacked up back from the 35-183 split. now into Carrollton, north on I-35 just before Beltline. Got a stalled vehicle there also being cleared out. Traffic there is jacked up back from 635. In Trophy Club, westbound 114, just before Kirkwood Boulevard, earlier stalled vehicle there now gone. Traffic still jacked up back from South Lake Boulevard. And finally, in Fort Worth, southbound 35W right at Allen Avenue. Hey, earlier stalled vehicle there has been cleared out. Traffic still jacked up. Back from the Fort Worth Mixmaster. As always, if you see an accident out there, call the Allstate Traffic Tip Line. Phone number is 214-866-8888. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by the College Football National Championship on ESPN. Overcast tonight, 25 for the low. Tomorrow, cloudy. A high of just 40. Right now, it's 37. And 97.1 the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
I have some quotes I want you to identify, Kenzie.
Okay.
You ready?
I don't know, but okay.
64 and 7 years ago.
Oh.
I am Cornholio!
Repeat?
Cornholio.
Cornholio?
That's not the same quote. It's not 64 and 7 years ago, I am Cornholio.
I know.
Well, that you know. Sorry.
Yeah. I know that part.
You don't know the second one either? I am Cornholio.
Cornholio?
Mm-hmm.
Cornholio.
Cornholio!
Yes.
Yes.
Who said it?
Cornholio said it.
Technically.
Yeah. No, I'm not getting beat out on the technicality. Where does it originate from? All right, the first one was Abraham Lincoln. The second one was from Beavis and Butthead.
I was gonna say Abe.
You pull this stuff every time. Oh, I was gonna say this. I know this one. Wait.
I want to give her half credit on saying Cornholio, though.
Why? Because she found a loophole.
Yes.
Well, who said it? Well, obviously Cornholio. I don't know if I want to finish this.
No, she's going to play like that.
Here's the next quote. I have a dream.
Martin Luther King.
Okay. Here's another one. Are you threatening me? Ha-ha! From Beavis and Butthead.
Mm-hmm.
Read my lips. No new taxes.
Nixon.
That would be the Bush that Dan just referred to a couple of minutes ago.
Yeah, it's your first Bush.
That's what you, isn't that who you were talking about?
I was referring to W.
Oh.
That's HW.
Do you have TP for my bunghole? I would hate for my holio to get polio.
Butthead.
I guess, I don't know.
Beavis and Butthead.
Finish the sentence. Ready?
Ready.
It's a long one. Well, actually, I'm just going to jump to the middle of it. And secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. Do ordain and establish.
Take a deep breath. Start over.
I got to turn the mics off. All right.
All right, now you're ready.
Blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. Do ordain and establish this.
Can you repeat it one more time?
I will not. Anybody else?
Security?
No.
It's United States of America.
This Constitution for the United States of America.
Right.
Okay.
That was complicated.
It's a fill in the blank.
Yeah. All right, finish this sentence. Drop on the deck and float like...
a fish.
SpongeBob.
Oh. Of course. Now I feel dumb for having made a concern.
For being concerned?
Yeah.
We will not waver. We will not tire. We will not falter. And we will not fail.
One of the presidents.
I saw that one coming.
kids make me drink.
It's okay. It's happy hour.
That was George Bush Jr. It's right after 9/11 when he addressed the country.
Now I feel terrible. Okay.
You should. You were 10.
Okay. Well, that's old enough to recollect.
That's what I'm saying. She still, should still feel bad.
Where does this come from? Absorbent and yellow and porous as he.
The sea.
Where does it come from?
SpongeBob.
Sorry. I try not to holler at chicks. Not since I got arrested. We're going to end that game.
For more information on The Russ Martin Show, just go to RussMartin.com. To get signed up for The Russ Martin Show audio archives, go to RussMartin.fm. Other show websites, DJClode.net, DanO'Malley.com, and AlfiePoy.com. Find and follow all of us on Facebook and Twitter as well. For all things 97.1 The Eagle, just go to KEGL.com.
The Metroplex.